Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year, whoever I didn't get to say Happy New Year to. I'm trying to send it out to everybody. We had a lot of things going on with this here Wi-Fi over here, but I couldn't get everybody in there, but now it's on. I'm happy to get it on. Appreciate everybody for holding on, waiting. I just figured that, you know, I'm going to put it out there. You know, I like to hear what everybody else has got to say. Sometimes, you know, maybe the promoter can do something, or maybe the fans can do something, whatever we can do to make it a little bit better in any which way, because I honestly tell you the truth, just trying to keep this thing surviving and keep everything growing. And, I mean, you see what's going on. So, I mean, I'm not going to preach no more about it, but we trying to let things getting away from us, and everybody's taking our ideas and taking stuff out of here and taking it to other sanctions, let's just say it that way. So how can we keep it fresh and keep it going? You know, I seen a lot of stuff, and it doesn't faze me. I'll be watching, they're listening, they're checking everything out, what we're doing, and they like it. They turn around and they push it through, and they push it through the mainstream. Once they get it through, guess what? They got it. Now all of a sudden it's like they invented it. But how can we keep it fresh and keep it going ourselves, you know? One day they're going to see who the real people were, the grudge races and everything. So hopefully we can turn around and make things happen. So I'm going to open up a few of these mics right away. I'm not going to waste no time. I'm going to make sure everybody gets in. Maybe we got, you know, some other better ideas, you know, and I mean, I'm not all ideas, but as I listen to a lot of stuff and I absorb a lot, and then what I like, I'll try to use if I can use. If not, you know, hopefully if it helps you out on your promotion or whatever, hey, we keep it moving. That's how we do. So I'm going to open up this first mic. Anyhow, 862-3221, your mic is open.
Happy New Year's. Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Happy New Year. Now he's new, Joey. How's everything?
Everything's good, man. You know, just starting off the new year with a different attitude, and, you know, I have different, you know, outlooks on everything this year. So looking pretty good so far.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Do you see anything as a fan or a racer or whatever, you know, as a promoter, what promoters should be doing or anything like that? Do you see anything that maybe we can...
I'm going to be honest with you. I can't really speak about the promoter, but seeing what you've been doing and, you know, and just, you know, contributing and doing what you do, I can't see nothing else a promoter can do. I just think the fans and the racers got to make better decisions and, you know, be more active on things. You know, less arguing, like we said last time, less arguing, less bullshit, less fake racing, you know, more getting in the beams or in the paint, as y'all call it, and, you know, getting it in. That's all I can say about that.
Appreciate it. You know, I'm always open for criticism, like I said. Anytime, you know, like, you know, everybody ain't right. So, I mean, like, I can't say, hey, sometimes you might have a better idea than I do. And, hey, we can all work it together. Like I said a lot of times if people don't understand, a lot of them don't know in the background who being back, because, you know, sometimes you don't have to be the head man to turn around and work it together to make something come out successful. So you ain't got to be in the forefront. And that's the problem. A lot of times everybody want to be the forefront man, and nobody want to be one of the workers, you know what I mean? So honestly, tell you the truth, I could be a worker and still move my stuff along and get what I want to do, have fun with everything. So that's basically what I want to see. So I'm hoping that everybody else come together, because they ain't no leader at nobody. Let's just say it this way. Ain't no leader,
right.
No nothing. I'll say it straight out. We all level. We're on the same level. That's how I look at it. We're grudge racers, so we're all together in it. No one person. So that's my whole idea.
Right.
So I'm not better than you.
Like,
if you know better than me, that's how we gonna work. You know.
And I also feel like, you know, this year I really think the North is gonna come on strong. You know, I really do. So I think it's gonna be a lot more racing than less bull mess. You know, less going back and forth. I really do.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on to it, because I'm gonna open up a lot of these mics. I see a lot popped up.
You got a partner. I'm going on mute. You do what you do, baby.
Okay. Sound good. 516-3580, your mic is open.
That sounds like me, Long Island Joe. What's going on, fellas? Happy New Year to all those that didn't know about it. What's going on with you, Long Island?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thank you, man. You see what I did? I took an ass whooping yesterday for New Year's. How you like that? And I'm going back out there again.
Going back. ain't nothing wrong with that. Went out there to Mexico. You won and won this weekend. Hold up, right?
Yeah, 1-1. Steph paid the punk out money, and the next day I was on somebody's ass. But you know how it is when you go in a new area to race, they put you in the dirt. I ain't making no excuses, but you know what? It would have been a better race if I could have got put in the traction ride and not in the dirt and whatever. But I ain't making no excuses. You know, Drive Shaft came out. I'm fixing it with, what's that guy named Bob? Bob that, Dry Chef guy?
Yeah, okay. I got you.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to be back out there, John. You know, about a weekend. I'm going back. Got to go back.
Going back out.
Go back.
Okay.
Yeah, got to go back.
See, you're going back and trying to begin, huh?
Yeah, why not? I wasn't satisfied with that.
All right. Hey, 50, while we got you on here, you might as well tell us, what more can we do to make it more packed and fun and action-packed this year in the grudge game?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. You ask me a question, I'm going to be honest. Get more guys like you. Get more guys like you, Long Island Joe. I got to keep it real. I like your style. I'm speaking for me. I'm speaking for me. your style, man. Well, every time I come to the track, I get free food, collard greens, and ham hocks and all that good shit. You keep up the good work, my man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what? I just figured that maybe we missing something and bringing back, trying to bring a little fun and excitement to the thing. And listen, I'll tell you, I have some people had problems with it. Got to say something about it with the banana pudding. You know, it's about having fun. It ain't got to be always racing. When you start having fun, you don't care about gambling. You gamble your butt off. Everybody having a good time laughing. They ain't got no problem. But when you got a lot of tension in the air, man, a lot of times guys hate to even race each other because it seems like the other one want to fight.
You're right. And just like yesterday, I lost. Big deal. That's racing. I'm going to race some more. I'm going to lose some and win some. Can't win them all. I got guys, and I got one guy. He had to talk his smack because I lost. If the same guy asked me, can he have my old tires off my car? Ain't that something? Same guy.
Yeah.
Ain't that a blip? But why he don't tell him he asked for my old tires if you want to tell something? Tell that.
Oh, man.
When I lose it.
You know it happens that way, 50. So you know how it is. That's how. It's always going. You can't please everybody, so.
No, I ain't trying to. As long as my team, my little crew that I got, that we run around with is happy, I'm happy. We racing, and it's what it is. You can't win them all.
And the car got loose and everything, but you know what? You got to come back. Ain't nothing broke. Ain't nothing. I mean, nobody got hurt. Nobody, no accident with the car. Hey, guess what? You come back and try it again.
That's what I'm doing.
All right.
Last shot will be in Thursday, and I'm going back out to Sunday. Going back Sunday.
So, hey, I don't ask you. I got to ask you now. Are you giving Steph a rematch, or you just say, that's it for Steph? You just got to wear that whooping for a while.
Hey, listen. Punks pay punk out money. I hope you're listening. Punks pay punk out money. Okay?
Ooh, what?
That's what I got to say.
What are you saying, punks?
He talked all that shit to me. Excuse me for cursing, but I got to tell it like it. He talked all that shit to me and come pay me some punk out money on a rainy day. Who the hell pay punk out money on a rainy day? Well, but if he's waiting till the next day when it's dry, you pay money when it's pouring rain. Come on, man.
Oh, man, I know you're coming on here now. Somebody's going to go back and call him.
Get him on the phone. Get him up here so I can fuck with him.
Let me see if I can get him. I'm going to text him. You stay on, 50. I'm going to open up another mic. And then I'm going to get it. I'm going to try to get him in here. All right?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. 910-1949. Your mic is open.
Happy New Year, Joe.
Hey, Happy New Year. How's everything?
Happy New Year to everybody up here, man. Hey, Joe, one thing I want to see is, like it was said before, keeping the bullshit away from the tracks, keep it off the internet. If you got a problem with a man, hit him up on the back lines, and y'all talk about it. But all that talking and fighting and all that shit online, that makes people not want to come to the track or bring their families. You know what I'm saying? Joe, you know me, man. My name's Showing Up Homes, dog. I get busy.
Yeah,
I got a number locked for North First South, baby.
Oh, who you got locked in now?
I'm gonna get on Loose Booty ass.
Huh?
Me and Loose Booty. Fred got the DP already. The money already up.
Loose Booty and Showing Up Homes.
Yeah.
Wow.
An hour after they race Killer.
Okay. Well, shoot, Loose Booty got a couple races in. You know, I ain't good to put up another one. I got to put up another one. Loose Booty and Sammy racing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they got Sammy first off the trailer.
Okay. Yeah, they got to run that, too.
Off the trailer. But, yeah, man, but back to the topic, I think that's real important. I came in a little live just because, you know, I'm amped up. But we got to stop that bullshit,
that's good,
man.
Bro. I love it. I love it when the people tell the real, you know. A lot of times, some people scared to say it. You know what I'm saying? And when you're scared to say it, you never get changed. And like they said, a squeaky wheel gets the oil in it. So let's be coming out. Let's just get out there and tell it. You know what I'm saying? If we think we need this in the game, that's what we need in the game. And
yeah,
we need more people like
the,
you to just come
day,
out and say it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a fact, Joe, because I'm going to say this. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, my race family, y'all, we got a little backlines chat, and really, even before that, you know what I'm saying, this is who I am and what I do. This is what I live for other than my family, you know what I mean? And all I hate when people get to talking like, well, motherfucker, I'll do this and that to you. Man, look, that's our safe place. That's our therapy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't need that. In 2023, we're not going to bring that bullshit to the internet or to the racetrack. Fat Albert went on by the rent for about 30 minutes the other night saying that. It got to stop, and it has to stop, like he said. You know what I mean? We need to stop using the N-word, you know what I mean, publicly or even in private, but especially publicly in front of people that would get mad if they said it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And some people use that B-word, you know, as just grudge talk. Like me, I'm okay with it for as grudge talk. Now, if it start heating up and then you say it to me, it ain't going to bother me then. You know why? Because that's not what I'm there for. And us as a whole, as a group, you know what I'm saying, we got to stop that because that deter people, whether you believe it or not. People don't bring their families. You know what I'm saying? They might come and sit in the stands, but they won't even walk through the pits because they're like, well, if that person see that person, you ain't no telling what's going to go on, or I need to stay away from that person. So we got to watch what we're saying and how we're moving, you know what I'm saying, because this is our safe haven. This is what we created. Just like Joe was saying, we got all these other sanctions and stuff getting rich off of what we do. We the ones out there every other weekend putting all this money up. I know for me it costs $800 to go to the racetrack without a grudge race. So why should these other people feed off of making money off TV or whatever the case may be? I'm not hating or jealous or nothing like that, but what I'm saying is the bullshit is what keeps them people away from the real, because we the real. We the ones out there doing it.
I'm glad you spoke on it and glad you said it. We need more people like you to just come up and tell it. Like, and we do have a few people that it can be a couple bad apples that can hurt you. I hate to say it, and sometimes somebody got to be told. Hey, it might not come from me, it might listen to you, might listen to Fat Albert, but we need to just go ahead and say, look, man, there's an easier way to do this thing. Come on, bro. We can trash talk and having fun, but when you get to that personal level and start doing that, we don't need that. We can roll away from that. We don't need it. They ain't got to have all that. We don't care about the trash
good
talk.
Report.
Trash talk is good for the game. Very good for the game. Everybody likes trash talk talking junk. But when you start getting that personal, what I'm going to do to your ass, I put my foot up your ass and all this. Man, listen, hold up. Now you're getting out of the racing, you know, talking about somebody, mama or girl or whatever. That shit there got to go. So I agree with you 100%. I really appreciate you showing up for coming out here and saying that, man. I like that. That came out really nice, what you said. So, and I think a lot of other people feel the same way. Matter of fact, I see the whole line, the whole board damn near lit up. So I better open up their mics. So I got to make sure I open up my co-host here.
Go ahead, Joe. Going on mute.
Yeah. I'm here with my co-host. Fat Albert, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, Fat Albert. What do you think about that, Fat Albert?
What Shona said is absolutely true. We just got to cut out the bull. And, you know, just To keep the sport going, we need just engaging, you know, do more engaging. I mean, it don't have to be for a lot of money.
No.
You know, guys figure, well, I can't run but for $500. Hey, we had more $500 races at the last North versus South than anything. Some guys run for big money, some don't. That don't make you no less of a racer for what you run for. So, you know,
okay.
I believe you get more racing in this year. Our sport will stay around for a long time, but sitting on and don't race nobody, just sitting in, it's gonna fade away. It's gonna fade away. I'm telling you so.
Hey, Fat Albert.
That's just my opinion.
Fat Albert.
Yo.
I want you to know, and everybody in Radio Land listening, if anybody, I don't care who you is, I'm definitely a $500 racer. You come to me, you want to race for $500, I ain't gonna turn it down. I ain't too big for that, and I get tired when I hear people talking freaking locking 1-on-5 and all that crap. You know what I'm saying? I might do it here and there, but that's just because I want that person that bad based off how they talk to me, and it didn't go to a personal level. You know what I'm saying? If it go to a personal level, then I'm just going to leave it alone. But 500, like you said, a grudge race is you thinking you can beat me or me thinking I can beat you, and we coming out of our pocket. We putting some skin in the game, and we're going to get it on for these fans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen,
right.
I'm not going to lie to you. I won races, and sometimes you'd be surprised. I remember I ran a guy one night, right, and I wanted to beat him so bad. You just don't know. I didn't care how I had to get him. I had to get him, right? And he told me he had the money and a bucket of spicy chicken. That's what we had over here. That was part of the bet. The winner got to take the other one to go get the chicken. I wanted to get him so bad it didn't matter. Right? But all I remember is me beating him. I don't even remember the money situation. You know, and sometimes it goes a little bit back. So now you always tease, you know. And that song is, you know how he paid me? He brought the bucket of chicken over here. He dropped it off, and he took off, right? And I said, well, I'll get the money from him later, right? At the bottom of the chicken was the damn money. I said, that money all the grease money. I said, you piece of shit, you. But, hey, but they just, you know, that's actually how a kind of game how they play, everybody having fun with it. And, you know, we've been friends ever since, but, you know, that's how it is. It's more bragging or, hey, you meet people and you actually end up to be their friend and still race them too. It don't mean nothing.
Right.
You know, I remember one time every year I had to come down and run the same person. He tried to run you again.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you don't get tired of running hell because he's trying to beat me and I want to beat him. It is what it's helping me out because he's giving me some money. I'm going back home with it. But, it's all good. And so I'm going to open up some more of these mics because, man, they're all over here right now. 804-6005, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything. Happy New Year to you. I'm going to have to go
Happy
on
New
mute
Year
for a second. I'm in the middle of doing something.
Okay, no problem. You come back on as soon as you're ready.
Okay.
All right. Let me open up this next mic here. 667-8237, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? It's just Juan. I'm just listening.
Hey, well, Juan, what do you think? What we need, man? Tell me what we need. We need anything? What you think we can do in the game to make it a little bit better, whether as a fan or a racer or whatever?
I just feel like if it's more racing, it'll be a lot more
okay.
Exciting.
All right, you know.
Less talking and more racing.
Okay. You know, anything else you can add into it? If you think, I'm open for suggestions, ideas. I love it, you know, because I'll try to keep something fresh, something different all the time. You got to keep a little bit of, can't keep doing the same thing, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Keep it moving. And it's a little bit fresher, you know. I mean, I'm laughing about it because how does banana pudding got so much airplay? That if I ain't get 25 people calling me trying to get up in the contest, I said that thing is full already. I know you've been getting some calls too. How fat out of it?
Yes, indeed.
Hey, who the judge?
People wants to
who
get
the
in
judges?
Huh? Well,
you already got that cover.
I got them.
Oh,
I got the judges covered, but I'm gonna have to do something for a little at the last minute. I ain't gonna tell nobody. And I'm going to pick two more judges because I'm going to need two more.
Yeah, holler at me if you need two more.
Holler at you. Holler at you, okay. Yeah, because I did pick a couple from down south, and I got a couple up here. And just trying to make sure it's even, you know what I mean? I don't want somebody to say,
yeah,
oh, they all came
nobody
from down south, or they all came from New York, or whatever. But, yeah, we're gonna do a little something different, and I ain't going to lie to you. I liked it back then. I said, hell with it. I want to do it again. And I know a lot of people.
Yeah, I rib cook-off used to ask.
Yeah, rib cook-off, pig cook-off. We did a little bit of everything. Matter of fact, we had a seafood contest at Buzz Creek once. I don't know if you ever remember that. And Sammy made some tilapia with crab meat in it. Taco.
Oh, shit.
Wrapped it up. I was like, I ain't never tasted that before. And then Keith Solomon, he turned around, he made some gumbo. I'm not going to lie to you. He made some seafood gumbo. That joker was no joke. He had a big pot of it, and he was getting ready to throw the last bit out. Man, them jokers, everybody wanted to kill him over that. They went and got the bread and started stopping it up. I said, look at this here. And then we had a dessert contest. Who can make the best dessert? You know, it didn't matter what you made, and that's how it came out. You know, little stuff like that. It was getting competition, having fun with it. Then we had one bad contest that I had to back off after that one thing. I know you remember that one, Fat Albert. Somebody thought they turkey should have won. They had bourbon in them.
Yeah. Yeah, they thought their turkey should have won. They don't sit there and went, made a big issue about a damn turkey contest.
Turkey had so much alcohol in it, man. I swear, boy, you could breathe. You'd be like, what the hell? God, dog, boy.
That's crazy.
That was an alcohol in that turkey. You hear me? The whole bottle.
God damn.
The whole
turkey
bottle
had a
in
hangover.
Man, as soon as you bite it, I said, oh, hell, man, that was alcohol. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was. But it looked, don't get me wrong now, I ain't going to lie to you, the shit, presenting-wise, oh, man, you couldn't beat a presentation. She had spread out nice. But, man, so that was good. Keith, your brother. Okay, I'm sorry, my bad, but that he was the one who went to gumbo. All right, hold on a second, guys. I'm going to open up another one here. 301-4533, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? God damn, Joe, you late.
Oh, man.
Late, baby.
Problem with the Wi-Fi. Look, I can get the computer on, but I couldn't get my phone. Trying to get it connected.
Oh, okay.
That was the only problem, but we got it. Took a little bit, but
hey,
we got it.
Happy New Year to everybody. This is Avon. If everybody don't know.
Good, Avon.
And,
Happy New Year, buddy.
I just like to say, I see a lot of cars getting locked in. You know what I mean? If the more cars we get locked in, I think the better it's going to be, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good show for all the fans, you know?
You know, my whole thing is, even though I know everybody locked in and getting their lock in, if you ain't locked in, don't think that you can't get a run that day, because just like last year, there was a lot of races that happened that wasn't locked in. And all they just kept coming, I said, go see Fat Albert or see Rico. They can hold his deposits, because I don't want to be holding them all. If Fat Albert, I guess you might be bringing that counter again, maybe, the way I'm thinking.
The way it looks, Joe.
Yeah, I think you might have to bring that counter just to make sure everything is on the up and up with money wise. But
if I don't, we got new rules?
Yo.
Don't we got new rules now?
Uh oh, let's hear the rules.
Don't hit Fat Albert.
Goddamn it, y'all. If you call me and
listen,
wake me up, Joe, and don't lock in, I'm charging you. That's
right.
Because I don't have people call me
right.
And get the argument. They don't lock in. I'm charging you.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
how about get on the phone and then they don't lock in, but they argue for 30 or 40 minutes.
Oh, God.
And
we'll put a name on it.
When y'all
we'll put a name on it.
When y'all put up these... Well, no, well. But listen, and all these punk out monies and... money that I'm holding, I'm going to start taking it off the top. If you don't like that, get somebody else. I'm not doing it this year. Because y'all want me to do everything.
I'm going to tell you like it is, Fat Albert. And a DP man, don't get me wrong, a DP man got a hard-ass job. And guys, I'm just being serious about it. I really don't want a DP no more. I don't want to do nothing. I really don't. DP man got so much on him, and, you know, honestly, tell you the truth, I'll be more than happy for a DP man. I will tip him. If I win, I will tip him off, honestly, tell you the truth, for the DP man now, because they got a hell of a job. And not only that, they're holding the money, and now you guys are cash-apping them. And you got to remember, by the time if anything come over $600, he got a 1099. So he paying taxes, so...
He's paying taxes on your race.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I'm just trying to say,
he's paying taxes on other people's money.
Yeah.
You know, that ain't fair.
That is not fair. He should have to pay. He had to pay for your money. You holding, he holding y'all money. So that's not fair.
Yo,
so I understand that.
Yeah,
and if you can't listen, if you don't,
back,
if you feel that, if you feel some other kind of way, just go and find you another DP man. That's all. Somebody that's close to you. That's all. But if you got to send that money to this man and he got to hold that money and then he got to pay tax on it, you know, ain't no more than right than giving him something for the thing for holding it. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, then he got to take it out, and that's a fee, and then he got to bring it to the racetrack, go get cash, all of that. But don't worry, Fred Albert. Once I beat Avon down to a pulp, I'm gonna come tip you real good.
I'm back on mute.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
So now, you don't believe that yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, now.
I couldn't make it last time. Why do you think I relocked it? For the same event, same race, same track.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fun though. See, like me and Avon, that was a real clean lock in, and we argued for 10 hours. You know what I mean? He said he wanted to engage. I wanted to engage. We put the money up, and we made the best man win.
So what happened last time? Who won?
I didn't make it. That was your last race in October, Joe.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
My uncle had died the week before, and I ain't make it. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to race him, Fred, and I think it was somebody else. But, you know, I paid my inconvenience fee, and I relocked him in.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
Hey, but I'm on piggyback on something Tori said.
Mm-hmm.
Tori said that North is coming strong this year. I want to know what North he talking about. Is he talking about?
Avon, and just for that, I'm staying on mute. Just for that, I'm staying on mute.
Wow. No, you said it. I mean, I want to know, is it the new North? Is it the old North? What the hell is going on up there?
Hey, is there a selection where it's all the above?
Speak my mind. So you ask me, I'm going to tell you. Is it the new North following that thief? No, I ain't going to say that. I take that back, y'all. Y'all ain't hear that. I know
that.
Hey,
you
just
said it down.
Show enough.
You just said it down.
Show enough. That's why I said I'm staying on mute. That's why. You see that?
Apparently, it's
now
two
you got,
sections.
Now you got to
okay?
go with it.
You got what do you call it? The Cojones folks, you know, and then you got the OGs of the North. And they ain't really seeing eye to eye. So which ones is coming in North versus South? Or which ones is coming hot and heavy this year? Do I need to put names on it? Because I put names on it.
I guess you have to because they quiet on here. I guess you have to.
Look at
Go ahead, Shona. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, hold up. Give me 15 minutes. Joe, open up some more mics because I know some North folks up here. If they speak on it, I won't say no names. I'll be on mute. But I put names on it.
Okay, we got you. Hold on 1 second, then we gonna start with these mics up right now again. 631-7196, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? How's everything?
Everything all right.
Okay.
I ain't got no car in the game, but it's just that I think everybody should get together, get on one page, get all the cars in the same field. And go at it from there. Instead of North against North, South against South.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. Now, you're saying get all the cars together, right? This is what you're saying,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How would you promote to get everybody to do that get together like that?
That's what I said. Or the promoters got to get together. Like they hold a venue at one
time. Now, I'm gonna be real about it now. Y'all want to get it out there, and I'm gonna give it to your heart. I know a lot of people don't want to hear it, but I'm gonna try to tell y'all. Uh-huh. Not all promoters do what other promoters do.
I know.
This is the problem now. I'm just gonna tell you something. I'll give it to you straight out, and I don't care what nobody don't care. And proof is in the pudding. Some guys like to take it on the racers' back. And the fans too, but you know and I know, some guys will charge you $150 for a tech card.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys will charge you $40 for a tech card. Now, how can you get these promoters both to do the same thing? Because they ain't going to want to do it. Nah, we ain't getting this, man. You ain't making no money. You know it. Guess what? They fighting amongst each other over some damn money because everybody and that's the problem. You cannot. I'm being real.
I know they should be able to come to some kind of compromise. I mean,
they don't want to come to no compromise. But I'm just gonna tell you, I'm just gonna keep it like it is, and it don't matter. I say what I want to say. If Dexter come on here right now, he'll tell you. If Dexter come on here, I ain't got nothing bad or nothing bad. When I say everybody else going up for 20 years, look how many years it's been, almost 20 years, right? We've been doing it.
Yeah, I've been coming a lot of years.
It was close to, I'm going to say it's close to it, not quite, but, you know, and trying to keep the same price, you know. Don't get me wrong, they did go up now. It is up more than, you know, everybody knows inflation went up. But still, I don't want to see it on the racer's back. I don't care.
Right.
Avon traveled this far. Why should we go up?
Right, right.
Show enough travel. Everybody travel, right? So it came down to a point, and they said, look, man, you know, the track went up. So I said, listen, $40 for the tech card. And since the racer and the driver, it's going to be racer and driver, make it $60 mm-hmm. for the car and driver to make their passes. And that's what it is. Now, you go to everybody else, they're $150, right? For
mm-hmm.
that car, then you got to pay that $25 to come through the gate for the driver. I'm telling you straight out, it's $40 for a tech car, and it's going to be it's for the racer now, just for the racer.
Right, right.
So it'd be $60 altogether total for a car to come down that track. Car and driver, $60. That's mm-hmm. what it costs. Now, if you get inside a class and they trying to do a class or something like that, that's totally different.
That's different.
Like the all-steel class, I'm going to tell you, and Sammy can attest to this. Sammy's doing his all-steel glass test, right?
Mm-hmm.
After he go over there and he collect his money from each guy or whatever, the all-steel glass class or whatever they got, right, he gets this little thing on the side. He pulled me to the side and said, Joe, I got 20 cars. Right? 20 cars. Okay, Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
You got 20 cars. Right, I'm giving back each one of their money. Put it right into the pot. So that's $40 for each car. So that ended up being $800 more in their pot. You know, other promoters won't do that. They don't like that. They're taking out of their pocket. That's why promoters can't get along.
Yeah.
You got to understand that. That's why promoters can't get along, because promoters don't want to do that. They don't want to, oh, man, hell with that. No. You know, it is what it is. I hate to say it. And the same thing with the motorhomes. There's other guys on with the motorhomes. They come in there with the motorhomes, and I tell them off the bat, that's not my thing. I'm not adding no money on top. Everybody else makes the money off of it, right? No,
mm-hmm.
whatever the track is charging you for that motorhome to get plugged up, that's on you. You just pay the track. Don't touch me. I don't want no. That's one less thing on the racer. That's how I look at it, you know. But everybody else, you should be making money off that too. And that's the reason why you'll never get the promoters to turn around.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something. Don't think the promoters ain't on this here show right now listening, and mad as hell that I said that. Mad as hell. When I say mad as hell, if you think I'm lying, I'll give you a prime example. I remember when we did Capital, and I told every guy, give me $100. The first 484 shootout was done by us at Capital, right? I thought of that shit. I said, well, let's try to do that thing. I kept them all together. And Chris Butler, and, Tricky Ricky, everybody, $100, $100 person. Darren, Jeff Casale, all of them was in there. $100 person, only 8 cars, 4 from up here and 4 from down there. Now, that's only $800, right?
Right.
I said $3,000 to the winner, $1,000 runner-up. Man, do you know that phone went off the hook calling up? And you asked Monster Jones about that. Man, Joe's messing up the game. He's messing the game up. He should have had each one. 8 cars should be $500 a person. Nah, that means I ain't putting nothing in. What is the promoter
right.
doing for you then?
Man, let me tell you, when I
felt like I had a bullseye on my back from some places I went to, like going into the track to another promoter's event, they looking at you all mad. You just messed everything up. No, it didn't. You guys wasn't never doing nothing for the guys. All you do is bullshit and making them pay their own way. That's all.
Right.
Paying their own purse.
It's more for the fans instead of you trying to make money. It's like, you know.
Yeah, everybody ain't for everybody. I'm just saying
right now.
Every promoter ain't the same. I'm just saying that right now. That's how I say. You got some promoters that for the races. You got some promoters, you know, just ready to line their pockets up. They don't care how they got to do it to you. Guess what? They're going to do it. And I think, listen, and I hate to say it, but I see a lot of people pay it. So what the heck? I hear a lot of people griping about stuff, but, hey, they still pay it. Meanwhile, you know, what can you say? But I look at it this way. I'd rather have everybody in there happy, and then they can go ahead and gamble, have fun. That's
and
the best way to be.
Compromise if people don't want to do that, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That's the reason why you can't get when you. Everybody always talking about let's try to get these promoters together and do stuff.
Right, let
me tell you, you just don't even know half of the story. It done happened already. Where they done got the promoters together, man. You talking about fighting? Man, $10, boy, they ready to shit. You ain't seen the bad part. Some people you just can't deal with. Got to charge
right,
this,
right.
Got to charge that. Every little thing, you just can't do it. So it's better off with like certain clusters can go certain ways because they like to make that money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got certain guys that just gonna don't give a shit. They'll pay it. I don't care. They gonna pay it when they get here. You know? I mean, some people be want to surprise you. Get you at that gate. Now, you don't turn around and rode all the way out there. Avon came all the way down to North Carolina. Drove all the way down there, and all of a sudden, as soon as he get there, I say at the gate, all right, Avon, it costs $200 to race, right? What are you going to do? Man, that's a long way to turn all the way back around, you know what I'm saying? So that's wrong. That's wrong. You know, and you know how many times that people done got there and did that? Just all of a sudden out of nowhere, like, what the hell is price come from? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to tell you straight out how it is. It is what it is. I'm keeping it down low for the races, and that's it. The races for a tech card, for car and driver, will be $60, period. That's how it's going to be. I want to make sure the races are very well accommodated because they don't want to take the ride. They don't want to put the gas in the car. They don't want to came through with the tolls. I think they should be able to stay down low. And that's how it's going to be. I'm going to keep it that way. I don't care what nobody else say. You know, you should have been making this. You should have been making it. Nah, that's all right. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know.
All my customers, all the seniors that I got, I never went up on their prices. Everybody else I went up on, but the seniors, I just kept the same.
Yeah, but, you know, and listen, my whole thing is I see a different level. And, look, as long as I'm just telling you straight out, as long as I'm going to red zone, I'm all right. How about that?
Yeah.
That's how
right.
I look at
right.
it. That's my thing. My thing is,
this
is showing up and tell you straight out, just like what he just said, having this racing is therapy to me. It's something good to get out and have a good time. Man, you feel good. It's like a little vacation. Get to see everybody
that's
bullshit
what,
and have fun. But this
that's
is the
why
whole
I always
thing.
Go. You get away from here.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got the other ones? Now, if you got to turn around, if you got to come up that gate, now say you came to that gate and I'm a spectator, your ass get to that damn thing. You on the bus with us, right? You ride the bus with us. All of a sudden, I pop up, and then you got your wife, your kid, and everything. All of a sudden, you get to the gate, and they say $90 a person. How you feel there?
Yeah.
How you feel?
Like I said, that's a vacation for us when we get out of here, man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, how would you feel if all of a sudden you pop up and a man throw that big-ass price at you? And now this is what happened. A lot of people, and they're like, man, I ain't going that shit no more.
Right, right.
I'm just being real. You wasn't prepared for it.
You're 100% true. That's 100% true, though.
Yeah, so that's why I'm just saying, you can't deal with all promoters can't mesh together.
Right, right.
Everybody always tell them, let's get it. Man, you know how it is. And I'm just saying, you can't get everybody to be on the same term. This one mad at the other one. This one want to be chief. That one want to be chief. Ain't nobody want to work together. So that gets hard like that. So
that's how I look at it.
That's why I just say, you know, certain people can mesh together and work, and certain people can't.
Right, right, right.
And we gonna keep it moving, though. But, yeah, let me hold on, because I got to make sure I open up anybody else's mic, because I know y'all want to see stuff happen. And don't get me wrong. I know a lot of guys from the North. We already done talked about it. You know, Frank Ryan, everybody been around, Day-Day, and all of them. They all coming from up here from Long Island. Actually got a meeting going with the guys from up in Long Island. We're going to be doing a meeting with everybody that's going. We got something going on real quick before we even go out there.
Let me know too if you got the bus or not.
Oh yeah, that's on the money. We got that going right now, so everything good.
Okay.
Short Dog hooked me up on something, so we got another bus and stuff, so we pretty good.
Well, you all know
I got
three.
I got you though. Don't worry about it. You know how we all roll, and I try to keep it down as low as possible. Whatever the bus costs, that's how much we do it for. Everybody wants to know how we do it. That's one of the main reasons why we took the bus to go down there. I show everybody how much the bill is. Everybody splits it up, and it's cheap. So now you don't have to worry about nothing. Cheaper than what you can even go through the toll. So what the heck, you know, back and forth. And now I had to worry about it, sit on the bus, drink whatever you want, go to sleep, go to the bathroom, ride the bus, whatever. You ain't got to stop. And that's how it's going to be, and that's how we're going to keep it doing. So, but hold on, John, and let me just make sure I open up some more of these mics, because I see a lot over here, and they won't hear me. 202-3960, your mic is open.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, too. Happy New Year. How's everything?
What it do, Joe?
Nothing much. How's everything?
That's all good. I'm on the phone, man. Sit out. Oh shit! My brother told me shut up. Goddamn.
Uh-oh.
I'm good, Joe. What's going on, Joe?
Nothing. Is there anything you say that we can do to make it a little bit better? Besides maybe something the promoters got to do, or the racers or fans got to do, would to make this thing?
I don't think
driving?
The promoters need to do anything. Fans. I don't think the fans need to do nothing. The racers just need to cut all the bickering back and forth, man. Lower the plot, lower the testosterone, raise more reason about the money, and create more action. That's about it, man.
Now, Jacob, since I got you on here anyhow, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it now. A lot of times we get a lot of the races now. Now, do you think it's fair how you got it now, like how Gallant has it, and a couple other tracks are doing it? Keep some of the people back from the starting line. Like, say, five people per car or something like that.
Well,
how do you like that?
Me personally, I'm fine with it. That has come about because of the hard-headedness of everyone, crew and fans, and people that don't have nothing to do with the car crowding the starting line would slow up the event. It's nothing new. It's been going on for years. And every event, people got something to complain about people not getting out of the way. But 9 times out of 10, they was probably one of the ones that was standing in the way that act like they wasn't talking to them when they kept screaming over the PA, telling them, move, get out the center, move, so the cars can come through. So
now I don't know if you watch. If you watched Florida this year. How many times they had to clean off the start line because people are dropping food or their cups or drinks or whatever, and so much downtime is because everybody over there at the starting line walking up there, running over there with the sneakers or whatever, coming on from the side, whatever.
It got worse from last year because that happened last year. And then you would think with Florida, people would have learned a lesson from the guy, the people who got clipped by the bullhorns. I see your shirt, buddy.
Yeah. You got
that.
Like two or three
you
of them.
You think people would have learned by the folks that got clipped by the bullhorns to move off the starting line. But even with them putting a smart car or a golf cart there or something in the way so people can't be right there, they still crowding the space.
Yeah.
I know that may be the most exciting area of the racetrack, but it holds the event up. Everybody knows
this. I'm gonna say this here, for example. If you were in Florida and you were giving James everything in drag race and you pulling up, you try to look over to see James. They in your way.
I couldn't give them that race.
Huh? They would be in the way if we let them people be out there like that. And it would screw you over.
That's what I'm saying. So that kind of race, I couldn't get him that race in Florida.
Uh-huh. And the same thing, I don't know if you remember, a few years back when Thunder Goat came up there to run, and a guy came to the track to watch Thunder Goat, and he ran it up to the starting line and messed around with standing in the beams on Thunder Goat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember
that race? Man, the man wasn't even ready. He even had the revs up. And he lost that race because of that. He never got the revs up.
Yeah.
And he had to launch the car at a dead idle almost. You know, but what can you do?
Yeah.
How do you say, the other side don't want to hear that junk? Nah, the beams was on, it's on. But meanwhile, it wasn't Thunder Goat, wasn't even in the light. I was crazy that day. I'll never forget that race. And that's why I'm saying
problem,
that a lot of times people want to be seen.
The problem.
I
was going to say the problem with that is it falls back on the promoter for you all or the promoter having a race allowing all them people on the starting line.
Yeah, so
but
you know, it's like,
you ain't got nothing to do with it.
Listen, I'm just going to give them a rundown. The insurance people, they don't want to hear that shit. They'll tell you in a heartbeat. Like something happened at that thing, at that start line, and all those people there, you got some problems. You got some problems. You know? So that's the whole deal. That's the reason why the track said that, too. And a lot of other tracks are doing the same thing. And you can actually say when you got a whole bunch of cars, you wonder why you can't get all the cars off. You know, down there in Florida, some guys are standing in lanes 4.5 hours, 5 hours, not getting a pass. And the reason why, because you got to keep there with so much downtime in between just the people to move out the way before you can do a burnout. So, yeah, you only got 10 inches of spare on each side when you're coming out that burnout box because everybody's standing on the side of it, right on the side.
So, unfortunately, what it's going to take to happen is for all the
somebody
people
get run
standing
over.
There and somebody doing the burnout, and that motherfucker gets sideways, and people they thinking they can hold it, and they get away from them, and that motherfucker smack a couple people and run them over, or flip them over, fuck them up bad. Then it's gonna be like, it was on the driver. Nah, why the fuck are y'all even up there in the first place?
There you go. They want to bet. They want to see. So, but you know what?
There's been enough videos out here where people been standing on the start line, standing behind the car. Happened at Capitol. Dude was standing in the staging lane, getting out of drag that got hit by something that got thrown up by the tire. Got a hole put in his head over top of his eye. People standing on the start line, drive side break, come out, cut somebody's leg off, or break their leg. Anything can happen.
Hey,
you saying that car doing the burnout and get hit by a rock? It happened to Ray at the creek.
a rock hit Ray Ray in the calf and cut his leg over. He thought somebody shot him. I was standing right beside him.
Well, hey, tell him about Capital that time that little Toyota got loose in a little burnout box and hit that thing on a wall, and the wall flipped over and dropped on the girl's leg, broke her foot. Brush her foot right up.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Oh, yeah. They had to pick the wall up, the Jersey wall. Hit that little Jersey wall, man, flopped over there on the football and boof, mashed it all up. But that's how it is. And even though she was behind the wall, but she was close. So that's what happened. But, hey, let me make sure I open the rest of these guys' mics because I see them. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to make sure I open y'all up now. But stay on anyhow, Rick, because I'm quite sure something's going. I know you got a couple people anyhow. You got a couple lineups you want to do
on
a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 757-3913, your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, Joe? I'm just chilling. Listening.
How's everything? How's everything?
I'm good, man. Good. Everything good.
All right. Drew Brown, tell me something. What do you think we
Drew,
need
what
around
it do,
here?
Baby?
What can we do better? Anything?
I mean, just, you know, like, just, you know, that starting line thing always blows a lot of stuff up, you know, but that's always a big deal, but that just seems like that's every year, you know. Kind of keep the grudge lane for sure. The starting line and keeping the grudge lane, probably the best, you know what I'm saying, best thing.
Okay. Anything that, like, the fans or anything can do for you, or the promoters or something better, you know, anything we can keep it livened up?
I mean, y'all be on point. I mean, at your shows, I try to at least go to all the shows that you affiliated with, because I know it's gonna be on point. It's gonna be something. You have something for the ladies. You might have a contest and stuff like that. Maybe if we get more races locked in and stuff like that, maybe we get fans to kind of be more, people more friendly. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff is a lot of speakers I know in blood races and stuff, but more friendly, you know, maybe we get more people in seats, you know. It's like an album, you know what I'm saying? People that you always got to have that commercial play, that commercial album, you know. You know, maybe the race is more friendly. I remember when I used to go to the track when I was little and stuff like that. You see the pro stocks, they used to have a card and stuff like that with some of the car information up there and the shirts you can get and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
now, I let me just make sure I let everybody know, too, we got those little nitro cars. They're going to be running in the back over there. And, man, they got, like, four lock-in races on that. 200 on 1,000 and better. Somebody from the DMV got one of those cars. I forgot his name, but he's running Ray from North Carolina. I didn't know they race like that. They got their own tree and stuff, and they're going to be doing all the way towards the end down there. And a little something, you know, they want to do it. Hey, we got no problem at all. So it opens up a little avenue. People can go look. If they want to bring their kids down there and check it out, you know, that's going to be down there too. So I'm covering all venues around. Let everybody have a good time, you know. Last time we didn't get a chance to do the dance contest. I know Avon was supposed to start it out, but he couldn't. I don't think he'd get there on Friday, so he got there on Saturday, so we couldn't do that. We thinking about trying to do a little something. We'll see what happens. We'll get it together.
Hey Joe, what are you talking about, Joe?
You were supposed to be in that dance contest last time.
I was there Friday. I came Friday.
Oh, so you was ready to do your dance?
Yeah.
Oh man! Well, somebody told me there was somebody. We was missing a couple people. Oh, we might have to get this right.
Some people, but I was ready.
You was ready.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I told you what the deal was.
Let me work on this. Let me work back on them jokers again, and we gonna have to get this off. See who got the light foot. We gonna have to get this right because I already see what's going on. All right. Oh, let me make sure I open this mic. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year, Joe.
Hey, Happy New Year, Gaga.
Happy New Year, buddy.
How's everything? How's everything with you today? Hello?
I think his phone cut off.
Hello? Yeah,
hey.
We lost you for a minute.
Yeah, sorry, I hit mute by accident. Enjoying the new year, thinking about, you know, who I want to race and stuff like that. And I think I think I know who I want to race for the new year. I think I know who my first victim to be.
Who's your first victim?
I want, you know, he's been talking a lot of crap to me. He doesn't respect me. And, you know, I really want him. I want him bad. You know? I want him to put some, when he says my name, I want him to put some respect to it. I want
Frank
Fat Fitness. Albert. I want Fat Albert. I want Fat Albert.
Thomas.
North versus
nothing,
South.
Nothing in your... Okay, all right, lock it in. Let's lock it in. Come on. Come on.
Let's lock it in, buddy. Let's lock it in. I'll send it to Joe tonight.
With Joe Cobb? With Joe Cobb?
Yes. My car against your car, right? You give me everything in drag.
No, okay,
and...
Joe, move on. Move on, Joe. Move on. You're talking stupid. Yeah, he was just... I can tell
Albert.
He said that he knew that he was just joking.
I love you, Fat Albert. I had a mess with you.
Yeah, I know you do. Happy New Year, too.
Yeah, Fat Albert going for a minute. I felt, oh, shit,
yeah.
Don't tell me you're locked in.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. But how's everyone doing?
What can we do? What you see? Anything we can make some improvements at?
Man, I just want everyone to get along. Let's get some racing going. You know, I just waiting a little bit longer. Hopefully everything is good with, you know, my car. And we'll, you know, we'll be racing a lot this year. But, you know, hopefully we get some good races going on, you know?
Yeah,
that's,
I know. And like I said, I'll let you know because I know
you said
you're going to want to travel with me. But I'm going to take a couple rides. So definitely
definitely. Definitely want to do a little traveling. So.
Hey, I'm going to read it verbatim.
That's it.
Silverhawk.
What you got?
Silverhawk, I mean, I Ghetto Cowboy, I'm sorry. Silverhawk said he'll run you.
Silverhawk, he's going to run me. What, he's going to race? He's going to jump in the car himself?
Yeah, he said he want me. He said put me on you. So I guess he wants to run you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay, well, we could talk about that.
Okay, well, he's listening, so. Okay.
Oh, I'll see when Silverhawk gets on here. We'll pull him in. We got to see if we can lock that in.
You know?
He better not get
definitely.
On here.
Okay.
But,
all right, well, hold on. Until I got a lot of mics to open up. I'll open them all up, and then maybe Silverhawk will be one of these mics. Let me open up a mic, so stay right on here. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? Happy New Year to everybody that's on the show. And I'm just listening
Happy
right now.
Okay.
Happy New Year to you too, buddy.
Yeah.
You got any good ideas for us? Anything, you know, what we can do better? Or?
At the moment, I just, you know, hope everybody just, you know, engage and stop throwing all this damn who gobs the money up. Knowing the person ain't got it, so like I said, I knew that was a look away from the beginning, but it is what it is. We just gonna move on from there and just let's get it. Let's just get it in. That's all.
Okay. All right. Sound good. All right. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up the next mic here. 840-6730. Your mic is open. Oh, they clicked. 840-36730. Your mic is open. All right. 804-6730. Your mic is open. All right. I guess they don't want to talk, so I'm going to put them back on mute. Keep their mic. Calcutta. Let me make sure I open up this mic. 215-6904, your mic is open. Is that you, Zeus? 215-6904, your mic is open.
What's going on? What's up, Joe? What's up,
Uncle? How's everything? All right.
What's going on, Zeus?
What's going on? What's up, Uncle Roy? What's going on, Tori?
Zeus, what you think? I see you got a lot of races going on over there.
We're trying.
Bringing
man.
A lot of action this year.
Trying to fill my weekend up, Joe.
Trying to fill your weekend up. Okay.
Trying to get these nitrous bottles we got filled up.
Okay. So your whole program filled up for that weekend, right? I think you got like
We got three on Saturday. We're trying to get something on maybe on Friday. We can get something on Friday. We're looking for Bigfoot, Big Toe. Big Toe want to step out there.
Huh? Y'all looking for Bigfoot?
Yeah, we've been looking for Bigfoot.
Come on, man. Oh, Fat Albert, I guess
right,
you must have dropped off. You back on.
I'm back. Yeah, I fell off. Okay, I'm good.
Okay. You didn't hear that one, huh?
Yeah.
Fat Albert?
Zeus looking for Bigfoot. Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah. He should be hard to find with them big feet.
I know. We've been looking for him like a rabbit in the you know what I mean? In the woods.
So you think he's in the bushes?
He's in the tree somewhere. In a tree somewhere.
So anybody see a sighting on Bigfoot, let us know, please. We looking.
Hey, they listening, Joe. They listening.
I know they
don't. You know Mark is listening.
Hey, Ghetto Cowboy, you want to do something?
Who's that?
Ghetto Cowboy, you want to do something with Buckwheat?
Nah, I don't even. Buckwheat, nah. Not right now. I'm just waiting to see who's this Silverhawk. I don't even know who the hell that is. I think I know who he is, but waiting for him to come
on
first.
You know Silverhawk. He used to be with OG Bobby.
I've seen him once. He said something on the show that he was there that day. I was there, but you know, I don't know the car, but I just want to see what he's talking about, you know. And as the days get closer, I'll definitely like to lock him in. Good. And then Buckwheat, you know, once the time gets closer, we could probably talk.
Okay.
All right.
What's wrong with that?
Let me know what you want to do with small block.
You know, I definitely want to see who's this, you know, if it's Buckwheat, I mean, not Buckwheat, Silverhawk.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on one second. Let me make sure I open up some more of these mics because I see I got quite a bit. 210-3516, your mic is open.
What's going on? Happy New Year, everybody.
All right. Happy New Year to you, too, there.
How are you, Joe?
Man, I'm hanging in there, Chris. Bless. How about you?
Happy New Year. Glad 2023 is here. Let's keep it moving. Safe racing for everybody. But I do want to say, somebody mentioned earlier about which North was talking or coming and this and that. So I want to know, why do the people on this particular show think that the ones that are on this show are the toughest grudge racers in the game and only pick on certain ones? And I want to know specifically, is there a challenge that needs to be had from some DMV guys or whoever that was that spoke on that North stuff?
Hope.
Is there a little challenge that they want to deal with from the North to the DMV?
Are you finisher? Yeah, I think you're wrong. I don't think they were talking about the DMV. They were talking about the North, our guys
no,
versus
I heard,
our guys.
I heard what he said. I heard what he said, and I understood what he said.
I was very clear.
It's showing up. I said it.
Okay. So
it ain't no challenge. It ain't no challenge about no DMV and North shit. There's some North shit that we all know that's going on that nobody want to address. And You know what I mean? I'd be the elephant in the room. Fuck it. I ain't got no cut cards. You know what I'm saying? We all racing. Now, as far as anybody in the North, every time I try to race the people that wanted to race me in the North, they want to call the pot. They want to try and buy a race. All that shit is a look away, dog. That's all it is. It ain't, it looks. By all means, however they run their programs and they teams, it is what it is. But
out of respect,
if you come to me and want to race me, you got to race for my money.
Right, but Stone Up, are you talking about the people that you speak to on here every week on the show, the North ones on the show?
No. We're talking about your internal problems. We ain't got nothing to do with that down here. I ain't got nothing to do with that. It was brought up, and I said what I said because no one really wanted to address that elephant, so to speak.
Oh, because what I was thinking was, up in the North, we got a whole lot of grudges for the cash that – I don't think a lot of you guys, especially with what you just said, I don't think you guys really know the depth of all of what really goes on up here. So when you keep saying the North, are you sure you want to wake that animal up, or are you just saying it because you're used to saying that for the guys that are on this show? I'm curious.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you, Crunch. The first thing y'all got in the North is Michael Lane, all right? And hopefully he comes back. You know what I mean? Hopefully he lick his wounds and come back. You know what I'm saying? To be where he has the capabilities to be. But what we were talking about when he said that, when the person that said that, what he was talking about was the shit that's going on with. He said, "Is which one is it? Is it the old North or the new North?" Well, the new North is considered, I guess, Gordo and all of his following. All right, and then you got the people that's put in work that's respected and honest about the business that they do. That's where it was going at, and I just spoke on it because they don't want to say names. I don't give a fuck. I say a name. You know what I'm saying? What a motherfucker going to do to me? I mean, that's the bullshit that we need
personal
to take out of the game.
But I'm not
trying to make a personal.
When I hear North and the way y'all were talking, I want to know
Crunch,
where's the challenge coming from, so we know where to aim the challenge to.
He was talking. I'm not gonna say he because we was talking about it. what we are talking about is a North situation. It has nothing to do with nobody in the DMV.
Okay, so let's get past that. So do you want action? Do you want real action from real guys that really race and grudge race? You yourself, show enough.
Yes,
from
I
somebody
do.
In the North.
I tell Joe every year. Hey, listen, I tell Joe every year. It's called North versus South for a reason. I don't care if it's for $500 or $1,000 or $1,500. I'll race anybody from the North that I feel like I could beat. That's how the whole race with me and Flex happened. Flex fucked me up, but I went out there with what I got. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, how
it was a good damn race.
When you race Flex, how'd you sit?
Stock block, small block on nitrous.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I went out there with him, and I ain't seen nobody else go out there with him since. But just so you know, maybe you don't know, Crunch. Do you really want me to spill the beans, like stop speaking in codes and say it what the issue is?
No, I probably know more than you think I know, but I would like you to be honest. Whatever you feel you want to say what you feel.
I was just speaking on the situation. It ain't what I feel because I don't really care. You know what I mean?
You talking about the promoter
stuff?
Man? That promoter stuff. You talking about the promoter stuff? Okay.
You say again, Crunch.
Are you talking about the promoter stuff? That's what you were getting at?
Yeah, so to speak.
Man, if y'all gonna say this, well, just say it. All that fucking coded message shit, just say it. God damn.
Yeah. That promoter stuff is small time because. Even though they got the promoter stuff going on, Gordo still went out there and showed that he will race and can bet that money and go out there. So Joe been doing it for years. Sammy been doing it for years. All those guys are made men in the game. So to have that conversation now, it's beyond funny. It's beyond games now. Y'all say that y'all want to stop all the bullshit, less talk and more racing, but we still keep bringing up topics that don't make sense to that effect. So I just want to know, because I want to wake up the North real grudge races with cats that I know about that just be waiting for, you know, action to happen, but it's not happening on their level. So we can come down, whether it be the DMV, whether it be the South, do what we've been doing for the past 35, 40 years and repping the North to the highest level. So I just wanted to come on and say, I'm about to go back on mute. I said my Happy New Year, but I just wanted to know where the challenge might have been coming from. And when you guys figure out where it's coming from, speak on it so we can make this thing a nice rivalry all through 2023, all up and down the East Coast, North, Midwest, wherever they want to go, all across the country. I don't even care about nothing. So that's what my point was. And I appreciate your honesty showing up, Holmes, when you said you only race for $500, because that kind of limits some of the guys that I know, because they're not going to race for $500. And it doesn't mean they're scared or they don't want action, but there's levels to this shit. Just like it's levels to boxing, it's levels to baseball, it's levels to football, it's levels to college, everything. There's levels to this. So with that being said, I'm going to go back on mute and enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you all for letting me talk.
Hey, Chris, don't go too far. I just want to make sure my 500 is safe and secure now, okay?
Oh, yeah. Is that Tricky Ricky?
Yes, sir.
Tricky Ricky, Tricky Ricky, let me tell you something. That little 500 is just for me to practice. It's like shooting the dice real quick to just get back in the game, because if you do the race, you probably won't look at James the same no more, and I know you ain't going to look at me no more when I talk about racing. Because if you do the race, we're going to clean your clock.
I just want to make sure, you know, my 500 safe and sound, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to clean your clock because you just from don't understand how this game really goes, bro. And I respect you, but that little 500 is just for me to get my feet wet. It's like throwing the dice.
Yeah.
I like 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I know it's something small. I'm not really sure how old you are. You may be older than me. You probably are.
51.
I'm not. Okay, yeah, you're older than me. Not by a whole lot, but I've been around probably just as long as you have. So I'm not new to the games and
right.
The wordplay and all that.
Right.
So I'm well aware of what I'm getting myself into. And I'm prepared, that's all. I'm just trying to have fun with it.
Right.
Okay.
I'm gonna go back on mute, Tricky Ricky. Thank you very much, bro.
Okay, so y'all is locked in there. Ain't no doubt about it.
Yes, sir. That's a lock. If that race takes place, the DP man already know where I stand. If that race takes place, my 500 is the best.
Joe, okay. They sound a little nervous to me, Joe.
Huh?
Sound a little nervous.
Who sound nervous?
All of them. And my Judge Joe Brown voice sound a little nervous to me.
Hey, my apologies. I had to step away real quick when Crush started talking. I didn't want to cut him off.
Tricky Ricky, before you go, it's 500, but it don't have to stop there.
Yes, sir.
So you just let me know, bro. It's 2023. I'm not just talking for any reason. I'm talking because I know something I feel I can bet on. So
I
want to bet on my opinion. No, I'm talking about I want to bet on my mouth and my opinion. I want to put my money where my mouth is when I speak my opinion. And then
you said you know something. I said I bet you do.
Oh yeah, but it ain't had nothing to do with James' car because I ain't seen the car.
Okay.
Yeah, until that money go up. When that race go down, my money's a bet. 500 is a bet. I like James in that race. If he gives him that race, because I really don't think he will.
Listen, Crunch, let me say this.
Yes,
I appreciate you. There's not many people that can speak humbly but say a lot. You that guy.
And say a lot.
I appreciate
it.
No, a lot. I'm sorry. Eat at the same time.
Oh.
You speak humbly.
Okay, cool.
Humbly, but you say a lot when you speak. I respect that.
But and at the end of the day, as long as y'all both have a safe race, that's all I really care about, because that's how much I love this game. You're?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back on mute, Joe.
Okay. All right. I like that.
I'm going back on mute.
All right, I'm going to open up this next mic here. 443-3051. Your mic is open. 443-3051. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe. Happy New Year to you. It's Rob. I'm just kicking
my
Hey,
Happy New Year,
right
Rob.
Now.
How's everything?
All right. Just closing my eyes, taking a few minutes before I forget.
Okay. Hey, this is what I want to know. How'd y'all come up with that race with Pop driving the car?
Well, Pop said he was going to run across Sammy's ass, and nothing happened.
Okay.
So we're going to take him in there. We're trying to get Pop's
Now, the only thing I didn't know, is it off the trailer or no?
Yes.
It is off the trailer.
I think it is off the trailer. I think it is off the trailer. You want to double check? Let me double check. I'll get back with you, Joe. I think it
okay,
is
okay.
off the trailer. I would prefer it to be off the trailer. Let's put it that way.
Uh-huh. Well, hey Rob,
you know,
is there anything that you see that can be improved that we can try to maybe the promoters or the fans or that can help out the races?
Joe, what I'll say is this: as far as promoters, you're in the top of the promoters with your feet and whatnot. To the shores is always a show. Okay. There are some promoters.
I'm hearing every other word.
Yeah, and for some reason your phone back and forth. Or...
Okay, is that better now?
Yeah, we're better now.
Hello.
Yeah, okay.
Your shows are always good shows. You know, we never have track shows. The dollar for dollar coming to the money.
He probably has a window down or something.
Yeah, your phone clicking in and out, Rob.
Must be in a bad area or something.
Yeah, you must be in a bad area.
Still, I'm moving it. Yeah, I am. I'm kind of. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Somebody got
y'all
a wonder down. Wonder down.
Somebody's got
something.
In the mic. Not me.
Yeah, I can hear the wind or something.
Not me. As far as others are concerned, yeah, I think they need to get back more to break. And like I said, you do that without missing it. Okay, I paid a lot more than $60 to put it that way.
Huh?
You know, your shows are always, I said, I've always paid.
Yeah,
I paid more than $60 to go race my car. As far as racers or fans are concerned, I think there's more fans out there. I like fans. You know, when the sports full and the bleachers are full and everybody's running around having to see the fans. Somebody else said that I saw racers needed to. One, lower their points a little bit, become more willing to engage. You know what I mean? Just because of the last first spot, I mean, or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
The racers I see just don't like to gamble anymore. So, that's about my tricky. I see more people. I like graduate.
I don't know if it's a storm over there or something, Rob, but we only can hear like maybe every other word you say. It goes in and
I'm
out.
How about
must
now?
Be a storm or something over there.
Yeah. So I'll just go on mute, and when I get rolling again, I'll fire back up.
Okay. All right. All right. Take care now, Rob.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate you.
No problem. You're welcome. Let me make sure I'm open up the next mic here. We got 948-7109. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to you, too. How's everything been going?
Slowly but surely. I'm ready to get on everybody else. Everybody.
That's somebody else's phone. We got that noise in the background.
All right.
Okay.
No, there they go. He's still in there. If you're not talking, go on mute.
Yeah, I got. Let me see if I can find this thing on the phone. Hold on a second, guys. Is that it?
No, there it goes. No.
Hold on. I gotta try to find this mic. Somebody's got a lot of air there.
Yeah, like they outside in the wind blowing or something.
Let's start all the way to the top. That's not it. Did it stop? Oh.
Nope.
Golly. Man.
Hey, Joe, check your phone. Just mute your phone for a second and put it on.
Okay, hold on a second.
No, it's still there.
Oh, that's not me either.
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta go all the way down the whole list down here. We got a lot of mics open. Mm. That's not it. Is that it?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yep. That's it. That was you, Johnny.
You got
that was
it,
you,
Joe.
Johnny. Your phone was the one that was doing the staticking. All right.
No, wait. Can you hear me all right now?
Yeah,
loud
and clear, bro.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know.
Everything's good.
What I was trying to say, Joe, is the $60 that you charge to come through the gate down at Galat is, as far as me being a racer is concerned, for me and my race car, the plan is the track prep down there, it's worth that. And then some, really. So I think it's a good deal, you know. I paid a lot more than that for worse racetracks, that's for sure. So I know that when I go to Galat, I can throw whatever I want to at it, and it's going to go A to B. You know what I mean? I've never had an issue at Galat. But I'm not fast like some guys either. So as far as the fans, I'd just like to see more fans in the stands. You know what I mean? We need more incentives for fans to get fans on the property. You know, we've got that core group of diehard race fans that are going to show up. That's for sure. And at every event I go to, I try to bring a couple new fans, especially here local. I try to bring a couple of guys that work for me or work with me, or, you know, my wife tries to bring people to work with her, you know, because they get excited about it. It's different. It's graduation is not what most people out there in the world see every day. So when they get there, they get excited. So, you know,
and you know what, you want to make it almost like, let's just say, like graduation is almost like stereotype. Oh, you don't want to go there. They want to fight all the time, blah, 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 blah. Then when they finally get there, it's like, yo, it's nothing like that, man. They just having fun, talking trash, having a great time, eating food, you know, contests is over the thing. Mm-hmm. So like, I ain't going to lie to you. I wanted to see that dance contest with all of them doing their little thing, you know. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
With the food, you know. We caught Avon that time when he was eating the rib and dancing. We, you know, just playing around, just having some fun with it. You know, Dex, I saw we caught him out there with the food. He was doing a little thing, you know. We laughing about it. So now it was just something just to be cracking jokes and, you know, joking about how we had a cutting up and having a great time. That's all it's about.
Hey,
it's the same way, the same thing that's going on with this banana pudding. I'm having a ball with it. I'm laughing away about it. I can't wait to see it.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you. Like, the locals down there, do you guys go, like, on the local radio show, local shops, speed shops, stuff like that to promote that weekend that there's people coming from the north and it's, you know,
Believe it or not, it's like, you know, I tell you, it's like a lot of them already know, and it's like, they know me from there, and they know Dexter from there, and it's like word of mouth. Everybody keeps calling each other and telling them, we coming down. When we used to do our thing in Fayetteville, it was no lie. The girl used to have, they used to have a diner across the street. Everybody can tell you about that. Normally they only run two girls in the diner. When we came down there, they had ten girls at least, and they knew that weekend. Everybody knew that weekend was coming. And they network together, and they tell them, no, they're going to be coming from up there in New York. They're going to be coming. It's going to be. And we used to take the whole motel, the whole thing, book the whole place over there. I'll never forget that. Book the whole place. We had Weeby's wedding one night, right? And it started to rain, and it stopped. the after party was at the motel. They set the DJ up and did it right in the parking lot. 4 a.m, they partied out there. And let me tell you, talking about having fun, it was great. And that's what it's all about, when you can turn around and have fun like that. And nobody got to worry about this one or that one, none of that arguing, fussing, fighting. The women out there having a good time, enjoying, mingling with each other now, and they up there done met somebody and can't wait to see each other again, talk about it, you know, and that's it. That's what you want. That's all I want. I mean, you know, everybody else can say what they want to do, but so we can be able to have fun and keep it that way, you know, we can keep it moving. You will not get anywhere with attitudes and this one want to fight that one and talking stupid instead of you know, trash talk is trash talk. When you know, you can tell when a person gets a little too personal and then he wants to talk about he putting his foot in somebody else or what I'm going to go back and get or whatever. And nobody want to hear that junk. We ain't got time for it. We have to have a good time, and that's it. So that's what I want to see. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that a little bit better. I think we're working in the right direction. I really do. So, hold on, guys, because I got to make sure. There's so many mics over here. Let me make sure I open up these mics because I see somebody, a couple of them in here. 443-7807, your mic is open. Is that you, Marcus? 443-7807, your mic is open. I could have swore that was Marcus's phone. Marcus, your phone is open. All right, well, let me open up the next one.
Hey, Joe, I got a lot of noise.
Okay.
I got a lot of background noise, but
we can hear you.
I just want to wish everybody Happy New Year. Zeus, be careful what you ask for. You might just get it.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to just say that. And I'm going on mute. But I do want to give an opinion on the topic.
Okay.
I think a lot of stuff that's been said tonight was dead on. And one thing I must say is that when you see the negative energy and you feel the negative energy from a certain individual, best thing to do is just don't even entertain them and let them go and kill their own self, because that's what they're going to do. When it's all said and done, nobody's going to deal with them because it's nothing but trouble with them. So when you see that type of person coming, and you'll see them coming, and you'll hear them coming, just don't even deal with them. Don't entertain them. And that's what's going to make the game so much better. If we start eliminating people like that, they're just bringing trouble to the game and drama outside of grand racing, it's going to be a better sport for everybody. And that's all I got to say.
Very well said. I like that.
I didn't hear you. My phone was in the other room. What did you say? I'm sorry. What's up, Marcus?
I said, I see what you said. I said, be careful what you wish for. That's what I said to your.
Okay. Uh-oh.
All right, that's all I'm going to say on that topic.
Well, when I say my prayers tonight, that's what I'm going to wish for.
Okay.
Well, stay on your guy. That's what you do.
Hey, you know they say a shooting star fall every. You know they say a shooting. They say a shooting. They say a shooting star fall every 1,000 years. So we're gonna find out.
I know, but I heard your wife in the background. Your wife ain't saying nothing.
I ain't nobody's wife.
Somebody's
wife, but your side piece was on here a while ago. Your side piece was on here gallivanting on this fucking live.
There you go. Ain't nobody say nothing about you.
All right then.
You don't say nothing at all. Now here you go.
Watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
I
told you about that before. I didn't say nothing to you. I ain't bumped your name up. Why you talking to me and Marcus?
I'm going to speak how I want to speak.
You ain't got nothing to do with that blue car.
How the fuck you can tell me? Motherfucker, I can lock the damn car if I want to. Man, listen.
I bet you can't.
Man, listen, Linda.
Yeah, I know, man. Listen.
Go sit your ass in the trash can, go store it, man. I ain't DoorDashing. Yeah. You know what to do with that little burn ass red red truck.
I know.
Hey, hold up. Is we going to see that race again this year?
If he got one on five.
Okay. Antoine? Hey, Antoine.
Joe, have I ever been to hold up?
Okay. I just asked. Just to make sure. All
right, then.
Right. You got to lock it, man, right here. Uncle Roy, you lock it. Uncle Roy sitting right here with his pen in his pack. What we going to do?
Man, I don't give a flying fuck. What you trying to do? You move when I tell you to move. Just know that. Oh, good God.
Man,
just know that.
I'm out here playing basketball with my wife. I come back to the phone and y'all two motherfuckers arguing.
Man, I ain't arguing with you. Man, I'm not listening.
They're having a debate. They having a debate. That's it. Man, listen.
I'm not going to sit up here and argue with a fucking peasant, man. I'm not doing that shit today. Fuck them.
Hey,
God,
listen.
I'm going to keep it down the middle for y'all.
All right. Antoine is scared. He's glad of it.
You said Antoine's scared and Zeus glad of it. That's what you just said, showing up.
That's what he said.
That verbatim.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Joe, that basketball didn't hit him upside his head. Go ahead, Joe. That basketball.
Oh, man.
I damn showing up, boy. I swear. I always start something. I swear.
Antoine, you got anything else to say? What you think we can do to make it anything better? Or you see something we can make better?
I mean, listen, half of these races are test babies, Zoo Central. You know what I mean? So instead of doing all the fucking shakedowns and shit, get in the fucking bees. Have more than five people that you sit there trying to get, not the same three that you're trying to race all year long. Get your fucking weight up. But I mean, I'm just being real about it. You know what I mean? I'm just being real about it. Well, the problem is this: a lot of these motherfuckers out here, man, they quick to shake down 1699 times for trying to catch an ET that they'll never fucking see. Fuck all the shakedowns. Now, if you got a test, go ahead and get a private rental, do your testing, get your shit figured out. It's real simple. And I'm speaking to not just one person, speaking about it as a whole. Get your shit fucking figured out. Stop coming to these grudge events, testing and tuning, and getting the fucking beans. Because I'm sick of seeing that shit. That's one of the reasons why I'm almost to the point.
Hold on. You, Antoine, you can't be going out there saying that. You want to put a name on it?
I ain't got to put a name on it. I'm speaking as a whole. A lot of up north guys, they do that shit, especially when they come to fuck. They do that shit a whole lot.
Put a name on it.
I'm just being honest. I'm not finished. You got a lot of guys down here that do the same shit. What is the point? If you ain't ready by the time you come to a grudge event, you're never going to be ready. So what the fuck does it matter?
Exactly.
Just go ahead and listen. Just go ahead, test your car, do your private rental. Bitch, if you got to go to the street and test your shit, do it. But goddamn, don't waste our fucking time at a grudge event. I'm not trying to see shakedowns all fucking damn day. That shit annoys the fuck out of me. That's why I don't even really want to go to events. That's why I miss Friday night to Cavill. We didn't go through that.
I want to see a lot.
That's what I want to
good
see.
Good report,
I'm sick of all this dumbass shit.
I bet you Crunch coming off of me. I know he is.
This is no lie. And Marcus,
okay.
Y'all, anybody can tell me to stop me when I lie. I see more races at Capital Raceway for $200 to $500 range where people actually took fucking gambles. The problem of the matter is now, and I hate to say it, but it's because I do it and it's true. A lot of people, when they take the L, they hate to see that publicity on social media. I get that shit. I understand that. But the fact is this.
Right.
Why are you steady shaking down when shit costs plugs, nitrous, tires, tuners? Why are you shaking down that fucking much? That's what testing and tuning is for when they had the events and private rentals. Don't waste our fucking time saying you're a slow-ass piece of shit going down the fucking track at Hucklebucky and spinning tires on. I'm trying to see all that shit.
Man, go ahead and put a name on it.
Stop
that junk. You keep calling
it. I'm keeping it real.
Put a name on it.
I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. Hey, I got a fifth of Crown Royal sitting right here. I ain't cracked the top yet. I'm still sober.
Uh oh.
But I'm just saying, though, you know what I mean? This shit, yeah.
Antoine.
Oh, there go Crunch.
Antoine.
I knew it was coming. Come on with it, Crunch.
I agree with you. Good report.
You hear that, Fat Albert?
Damn,
I mean,
Crunch.
I thought you was going to say that, Crunch.
I'm just
so serious, like, dog.
Now, listen.
When we go to these events.
Listen.
Okay, prime example. We'll take North versus South, right? And I'm not saying it's a Joe Gray, that's a nobody. I'm not saying that. Just listen to me. Or Cojones Nationals. I'll use that very exact example. When you go up to these motherfucking grudge events and you know you're trying to get your man, why the fuck aren't you ready? Why aren't you ready?
Antoine, can I read
why?
A text I just got? Can I read a
text?
You don't know who said it. If Antoine would have texted to him, he wouldn't have hit the towns against showing up. Oh, Lord. Uh-oh.
That wasn't the reason why I had hit the tires. See, that's what people don't know. They don't know everything. They just know what they see and not know the truth. But I locked Shonoff in. As soon as I come back together, he already knows what it is. Any race I go to, we can race for $50 to what the fuck ever. I don't give a fuck about a Shonoff because I don't give a fuck about it or that program. But I'm going to show you. I'm going to
Antoine, who
said
that message?
I don't know who said it.
Antoine,
I don't even care. But I'm just here to say this, man. But what I'm saying though is this. Stop wasting our time with all this bullshit and just shake down these fucking grudge events. Stop.
Hey, hold on. You said something wrong, too. You said, like, up north.
Come on.
But no, hold up. Didn't the Godfather come right off the trailer and run you?
Joe, that's one car. Name me 10 of them that can do that. That's my point.
No, I'm just saying, but then,
I give man credit.
I'm just saying, you can't turn around and just say that these guys won't go out there and do it.
Okay, Joe, that's not my point. You're naming one. Name 10.
No, but I'm just
talking
about when you're locked in. You know what I'm saying? When you got locked in and they turn around and say, we off the trailer, am I right? They do come right off. They do their thing.
But Joe,
me and you get it off, yes or no? Had no problem, right or wrong?
Yeah, but that wasn't all
I can't. I'm just saying, so don't say all north like that because we do try to do accommodate you, too. You might got a couple people that will do a lot of takedown.
Hold up.
If you turn around and say we do it. It will ever
Hold on, one at a time, y'all. I gotta say this.
That's the difference between that old North and that new North. All the old North, they come off the trail, they come there prepared and ready to race. That new North shit got to do all them shakedowns. When
report.
Me and Flex raced at North versus South, we came off the ramps. Flex from up North and he's OG.
The report.
I don't know about all them other cars. You know what I mean? Want to shake down or know which car is what and what it got in it and how it sit. But, I mean, that's the difference right there. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. The report.
Yeah, but another thing is, too.
Hold on one second. I got to make sure I open up these three mics because I see. I'm sorry, you guys. I was holding this mic, but let me make sure I open these guys up before in case I can't get them back on. 929-7186, your mic is open.
Yo, what's up, Joe? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Hey, there's another man right here. Antoine, here's another man.
Joe, you named two. Name me eight more. That's what I'm saying.
I named three already.
I'm going to go out there.
I just named three for you right quick.
Joe, you named two. You don't come off no damn trailer, Joe.
Huh?
Joe, you don't come off no daggone trailer. You need to make three or four shakedowns when you come.
No, you told me. What'd you tell me? Your father said, are you ready? Once your father told me I'm ready, he said, you ready? I said, y'all ready? He said, yeah. I said, okay, then we ready then. Let's go. Am I right?
How many times we asked you to come off the trailer, you won't come off the trailer?
We never, me and you never did turn around racing for off the track.
I'm not just saying just me. I'm not just saying just me.
Hold on. Wait. How many times, and listen, I throw my son out in the fire. I mean, it didn't matter. If his car wasn't right, I'm not paying no bunk out. I said, we racing. And I put all of my, it didn't matter. We going out running.
That is true.
Like I said, we're going to run a little one the same way again. And it is what it is.
Okay. I tell you
I'm
what,
not
I going, we
I'm not
right
backing
now,
off. We ran.
I'm
a,
the
we,
real
I can show you right now. Don't do all that testing at a grudge event.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Bingo.
You had a good but you're talking about the wrong people.
This separates.
You're talking about
the
wrong people, though, Antoine. You're talking about the ones in the North that you know aren't really representing the entire North. So I'm telling you, when you see the difference in them, then you jump on the ones that really do it. Then you can open that opinion up and say what you want to say. Because the ones I know, they don't go to a grudge event to do no testing. They go there to crack ass or get ass cracked. That's it.
That's what he means, the old North and the new North. So I see what he said when he said that. So guys like you, Crunch, and guys so I can see that. And listen, there's some of the old guys. There's some of the guys from back in the day from up New York, upstate, you know, up north. They're still weak as a motherfucker. They still do make shakedowns every goddamn time. I mean, I'm just being real about it.
Put a name on it. Stop
I know
that
my
joke.
Son
put
took
a name
his
on
smile
it.
Down
oh,
there.
Oh,
and
you
really
put
it?
Y'all, oh, you
put
want
a
me
name
to?
On
want
it.
Me to?
Yeah, put a name
Walter
on it.
Walter Man. That's one of them. I'm about to get to his ass first.
You about to start some shit now, Antoine.
I am.
Open
the
mic up, Joe.
As soon as I'm back, I'm over his ass. Yeah.
Hold on. You got like 10 mics jumped on. Hold on. I got to open up these mics.
Boy, Walter going to get in your ass.
Man, I ain't know you were
going to
do that.
Man, I don't
want to
hear that bullshit.
240-8095. Your mic is open.
Come on, Joe. Come on, y'all be quiet.
Just listen, Joe.
Just listen? Okay.
Yeah, just listen.
Walter,
okay,
hit that one because I know you're listening.
Oh. God
damn,
I
you done did it now.
Are
you
talking? Yeah, you did. 631-3225, your mic is open.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Crazy Mike. I was reaching out, wanted to, you know, show some love to everybody and to speak on the topic. I'm gonna say there ain't nothing that needs to be changed as far as the promoters, well, promoter, as y'all do it, is y'all doing your thing. Sometimes it needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed that just like everything you see on the internet you shouldn't believe is the same thing that goes in this world. Because everybody wants to be a follower. You give somebody a chance is one thing. But people that's been around, you can't be pointing fingers and can't expect the finger to be pointed back and then don't want to address yourself. So there's a lot to that. But moving forward, as far as races, yo, get in the paint. It don't have to – everybody wants to be here like an Instagram model. Just let's like somebody said, $200 to $500 bets. That's nice. You ain't got to buy somebody's pot and empty their rent money out or something like because not everybody got it like that. It's just this how I feel, in my opinion, and I want to come out there. I want to come out there with some small block G-body action on nitrous. Ain't nothing crazy, full interior. I ain't trying to act for nothing. I ain't trying to give nothing. Take a L, take it like on a chin, like you take it like a boxer. Right down there, you go down, you get back up, and go back for another one. Like, what's my man, Rob Weber, went out there with his S10, got busy, left and right. That's all. Everybody forgets about the enjoyment of the racing. We came out here to enjoy, have fun, whether a win or a loss. We went out there, we had fun. When we went home, we'd be like, man, I enjoyed my car. You know what? But I wanted to be faster. Go back and make it faster.
Good report.
Okay. All right. Let me make sure I open up some of these mics because I know they want to chop
Antoine's
head off of saying
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. Antoine can open up a camera.
All right.
Antoine, they're going to get
Happy New Year to everybody.
Oh,
it's Crazy Mike signing off for you.
Hey, Albert. I ain't even started drinking.
Happy New Year, Crazy. Keep on. Crazy Mike, Happy New Year to you, brother.
Uh-huh. Happy New Year.
Same to you, brother.
443-4219. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Joe? Happy New Year, fella. This is Joe.
Happy New Year.
Joe.
What's up?
Happy New Year, Mr. Pippen.
I'm good. Hey, buddy.
We just waiting on Antoine
hey,
to get his head cut off because that's like about to happen.
Hey, Big Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Big Jeff. You know you're my homie,
yeah,
man. But Top Notch told me to tell you he's going to rip your new rear end this year.
Hey, somebody
tell
him off.
Tell him to be down in the West Virginia South. We'll be down there in March. Come get some.
Uh-oh. That'll take care of that.
Now,
go relay that message. Hold on, Antoine. Let me get him. Let me take this to show. Go ahead, get it. Get
him
fed out. Get him. Go relay that message, boy. Hey, I'm going to finish it. For you. Go call your crew chief Top Notch, motherfucker. You heard what he said.
How about you get there and I do you now?
I won't be there. I'm on vacation.
Shit. Hey, and Ron,
when I come back, I'm coming to you. You ain't got to worry about me. You coming to me now.
Hey, you heard what I said, right? If you ain't gonna be there, Ron Webber can take your place.
You heard what I said. Hold tight.
Oh,
Lord. You know what? Hold tight. Hey, Fat Albert,
Rob on here.
Fat Albert. Huh?
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Y'all want to pull? Hey, look. Y'all want to pull out money? I want to lock it.
Well, hold on. I'm getting locked. Hold on. This is what I want you to do. And I know he's on here listening. If you could get the 757 Queen Thong wearing motherfucker to lock me in for March 11th, I'll lock showing up in right the fuck now.
Who the fuck is that?
Shit. Jermaine. What's up, Mike?
Jermaine.
I don't know
Jermaine from the 757.
Hey, Fat Albert. Jermaine. Jermaine is in the 804. Listen, he's in the seven cities. If you can get that ugly squirrel face motherfucker lock me in for March 11th, I'll lock you up right now.
I don't know him. I don't know him. He ain't from here.
You talking about C Murder? Wait, you talking about C Murder? Yeah, that's why you talking about C Squirter.
How he gonna say C Murder? I'm about to bitch to C Murder come March 11th.
Man, hey, listen, Antoine, I'm running your mouth about 757, man. Don't say
well,
nothing
Weeby.
Else.
Uh-oh. Weeby.
Oh,
Weeby.
Shit.
And listen, Weeby, stay on the porch. Weeby, stay on the porch. This is a grown man's league, not a water boys league. It's a grown man's league, not a water boys league. Stay on the porch, Weeby.
Uh-oh.
I am.
Who's that
hey,
water boy?
Hey.
I got one more
do?
Question. Hey, Crunch, what you and Jazia coming with this year?
Toyota.
Huh?
Crunch, he said, what is you and Jazeel coming out with this year? That's what he said.
I thought they said Toyota.
We would never come with a Toyota. I don't know whatever Jazeel shows me and tells me. Jazeel got a couple cars, bro. So I'm not going to sit here and put his whole car out there.
Oh, okay. Well, just for because I like you, Crunch. You tell him, he know exactly who I am. You tell him to call me and let me know what he's bringing. Show enough.
But you already said you only race for $500. Jazzy ain't talking to you.
I said I don't have a problem racing for $500. That's what I said.
Oh. I was about to say, Jazzy ain't talking
to you. I'm going to tell you this. Well, because y'all weak. Y'all might get $5,000, but that ain't what I'm saying I'm going to race y'all for. But y'all weak like that. I might go in the stash.
Wait a minute, you just mentioned my son.
Yourself talk now.
Right,
yeah,
no, I don't understand that, bro.
Hold on, show
so
up.
You saying they can't come
know.
Up with 5,000.
Hey, show up. That's a man over there killer talking to you.
Hey, show up.
I heard him.
I take the race for Team North. Me and you heads up, 5,000. What's up?
Oh, there we go. Fat Albert, where you at? I'm right here, killer. I don't want your Fat Albert. You ain't gonna pick up Team North when I'm in the building. I got one question. Is you the old Team North or the new Team North? I'm old school, baby.
He got 5,000. You can find out.
Okay.
Boy, he's out there.
Throw enough there, and Killer glad of it.
Yo, Crunch. Yo, Crunch.
Yeah.
Yo.
Crunch was on mute. How my name start coming up?
I'm just messing with you, Crunch. That's all. All
right. Who is this now?
It's on.
Hello?
Oh, there goes Jazzy. Jazzy, they talking. They asking questions that I can't answer. So I don't.
What's up?
Oh. No, somebody was calling Crunch, but they ain't say their name.
That was Silverhawk, I think.
Move it on. Move it on, Joe. Open up another mic, cause I think Walter gonna get on here.
Yeah.
Jazzy is on the phone. Jazzy is on the phone.
Answer was me.
Oh, Jazzy on
Jazzy.
The phone. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jazzy. Hey, what you coming with this year, man? This show enough.
Shit, what you want me to come with?
Man, what you coming with, man? You know what I'm coming with.
I ain't really been motivated, but make me motivated.
Joe, open up some mics, man.
Yeah, I did. He said he raised for 500, and I told him that's not motivation.
No, that's not what I said, man. Crunch. What I said was there's no problem racing for 500, and I don't have a problem racing for 500. That's what I said.
Okay, but you asked me about my son.
I've had 13 grudge races, and only one of them was for $500. And it was more than that with the side bets, but the pot was $500 a piece.
So you're telling Jazzy that whatever he come with and he come at you, we're going to bet whatever, and whatever he could bet, you could stand it?
Man, what I said was, what is he coming with? Because I was trying to provide some North versus South action. Every year, every North versus South, I try and race at least one North car.
Jazzy wasn't even on the radio show. And how he get into this? You brought him into it, so now we want
to
know
I was talking to you. That's your son, and you said that whatever he come with, that's what you support and run with. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say, hey, call Jazzy. I got Jazzy's number. I could have called him for that.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to add his name to the list of the cars that don't come to the track to be running up and down and testing in front of everybody. My son don't do that. He come to drag. He grudge race for cash and money only. From the north.
Right. Yeah, you got to talk to Antoine about that. He the one said that.
No. I'm just saying. I don't even like to bring him into this because he's a young buck, but he's tougher than 90% of the jokers talking.
Man, he ain't no young buck. He part of the game, and he know what he doing. He know when he step in the ring with the Lions, what's going on.
All right. Well, yeah. It sound like somebody got their reverse lights on. Let me hear it. But it's okay.
Hold on, let me open up another mic, guys. Hold on, let me make sure I open these mics up. 240-1224, your mic is open.
We apologize for interrupting your night. We apologize for interrupting you, Jazzy.
No, it's okay. Hey, guys, I just want to make sure I get everybody in. 240-1224, your mic is open. Say it again. 240-1224, your mic is open. All right, I'm going to click that one off. Oh, shoot, Sammy. 347-5810, your mic is open.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year, Sammy.
Happy New Year.
Took
about 3 hours.
Line is all the way down to the end down here. If I show you the computer, you ain't going to believe it. Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find this other number because I think somebody, Antoine, started some joke.
Yes, sir.
He's wrong.
Hey, Sammy.
Talk to me.
I got one question. Are you part of the new North or the old North?
I'm the old North. I made a name.
Okay.
You just old.
I thought you would. I just wanted to clarify. That's all.
Oh,
Sammy, what you think? Sammy, you wanna turn around? Maybe I'll ask a little question about that thing. What can we do probably to make it better for this season? Maybe with promoters or a fan or as a racer or whatever.
You know what messed up the grudge? That stupid internet shit, video shit. And all this bullshit talking for nothing. Okay. That's what messed up, and that's always going to be like that now. And shit, people just have to fucking grow up and go racing. That's it.
Okay. Let me just open all these mics up because I don't want nobody to say they couldn't get on tonight. And then you guys go ahead. 667-87, your mic is open.
Hell, it's Juan. I got disconnected. I'm back.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We got one more mic to open up, and then we'll be good. Oh, shit. Now they just came with another mic. 973-2558, your mic is open. 973-2558, your mic is open.
What up, Joe?
What's going on now?
I heard the point. I was moving on. I was listening on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny. But you're doing good, man. But one thing I got to tell you, you doing all that, keeping all your rates the same, all that's good. But one thing I learned and I live by, don't be scared to make money off doing something you love. Everybody got to, you know what I mean, make money. So even though you want to be humble and keep it the same, ain't no nothing wrong with you making money. So if you got to go up, can't nobody argue with you. You've been doing it for so long, giving it away. So do what you can and make it best for you, too. You know, you losing a lot, too, taking money out, spending money and doing all of that. Make money. That's just my opinion, man.
Okay.
And I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Congratulations to Antoine for fucking up your life. Antoine got engaged.
That's pussy lips. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
Yeah, he's a fucking dummy.
Well, guess what?
You did it last month, you dummy. You did it 4 months ago, you dummy.
Right, that's why I'm telling him.
Hey, that's why I'm telling him he's dope.
Yeah, crazy. Hold on, because I got to make sure this mic is open. 240-6753, your mic is open.
What's up? I'm on leave for a minute. I'm coming back.
Okay, you'll mute yourself. Okay, you mute your mic. All right, now, y'all, I got everybody in, so we good. Who did that bird?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? You were talking about you want to do something with the cowboy.
You got a ball in his throat.
Yeah, I want to do something.
So what are you talking about?
I'll come back for it.
You got the cougar, right?
Thunderbird.
Well, same thing.
Okay.
You coming for a power, right?
What happened?
I said you coming for a power shooting.
I can't hear you. Talk up.
Are you coming for a power shooting?
Now you coming with Ford motor and shooting.
I'm coming with a motor and shooting, yes.
All right, can we do something head up?
We could do something head up.
North versus South?
North versus South, yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday?
How much?
Saturday?
Yeah, how much?
I don't know. How much you want?
$2,500.
I could do $1,000.
How about 15?
How about 12?
Lock it in.
Bet.
You want to send the money now?
Saturday. What?
You want to send the money now? You want to send $500 in now?
I could spend right now. Let me look. I could send some money now.
How much? $500?
Pat Alvin, you hear me?
I'm listening, Joe.
Pat Alvin done dropped off on me.
No, I'm here, Joe.
Okay, you hear me? Phil Hawk.
Yeah, him and
Cowboy
Ray. I'm listening. Yeah, I'm just letting them get there.
I could send right now 300 And then when we get closer, I can send the rest, if you like.
Yeah, we do 500.
You know, we you want me to do 500? Fine,
yeah,
I'll do 500. No problem. We're both coming from the north, so I'm going to be there. So I'll do 500, 1,200 is the pod. Heads up, we'll flip for lane choice, 8th mile.
Pro tree.
Track rules.
Grudge rules.
That's it. I want track rules. What do you mean, grudge rules? Track rules.
Is this a grudge race?
It's a grudge race, but I do track rules. That's what most of everyone does, track rules.
That's it, bro. You know, grudge race is grudge rules.
No, usually it's track rules.
Okay,
ding,
track
ding,
rules.
Ding, 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 ding.
Track rules.
All
right,
I got to enter. Oh, you said track rules? Okay.
Yeah, Fat Albert does the track rules, so if y'all want him as a DP man, that's only fair. He uses his rules. Fat Albert goes track rules.
True. Yeah, that's
unless
somebody says something,
tell him. Yeah, I'll go whatever you
exactly.
want me to do.
Exactly.
If you don't say
exactly.
nothing, I go track rules.
Right.
Okay, but
exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Ghetto Cowboy say he wants track rules, so. And I think it's only fair. He done gave Silverhawk everything he wanted, so Silverhawk should at least give him one thing. All right, so that's 8th mile, track rules, Ghetto Cowboy versus Silverhawk, Mustang versus Thunderbird. Saturday, y'all going to set a time now, or y'all want to wait a little bit later on the time, or you want to set a time now?
We could do it in the evening. Is that
later.
Okay with you? Yeah? What time?
Well, when we get closer, we'll make a time.
Okay. You're driving?
All right, so.
I don't drive, bro.
Okay,
I
don't know what you're talking
about.
Oh, you got a jockey? Yes, I am driving. Yep.
Okay, you drive against my driver.
Okay.
I just own the car.
Okay, so it's 500
on, y'all
running 500 on 1,200, right? 5 on 1,200?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
5 on 1,200. And like I said, y'all, we'll discuss the time.
Hey, Fat Albert, put a base time on it. At least that way you know it's official, man.
Hey,
a base time on it, please.
Hey, Marcus, I don't get in your way. Okay?
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. When y'all don't put time on it, the races don't happen.
We're going to set a time 2 weeks before that.
If they send the money the DP, then it's official.
It's
to me.
Locked.
If I got the DP money, it's official. Now, I understand what Mark is saying. If y'all want to make
you're right, Marcus.
You don't know what
you're
time
right,
you're gonna run. So you know,
true, Marcus. You're right. My bad, Marcus.
So
go ahead, Marcus.
Y'all might want to say, because Ghetto Cowboy, you might want to race somebody else, but you don't know what time you're racing Cowboy, so you might get messed up that way.
So
I mean,
you want to
bid a book.
So
4 o'clock, 3 o'clock?
Oh, I thought you wanted to do evening. No?
That is evening.
I want what about 4 o'clock?
All right, I'll do 4 o'clock.
Because I plan on locking somebody else in, too.
Oh,
all right,
yeah?
hold on. I got to make this official. Hold on. Let me make this official. So, Ghetto Cowboy and Silverhawk, y'all running Saturday, March 25th, North versus South, heads up, Pro Tree track rules, 500 on 1,200 at 4 o'clock. Cowboy, is it locked?
Locked.
Silverhawk, is it locked?
It's a lock.
All right, I got y'all down in the book. All right, so.
Cool.
Whenever y'all send the DPs, I'll let Joe know whenever I get the DPs, and then we'll post it. But we're not going to post it until the DPs are up. Okay.
Gotcha.
Silverhawk, you still got my cash app, right? You know mine, right?
I got it.
And Ghetto Cowboy, it's Fat Albert 2020.
Fat Albert 20.
Silver.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I see you
Who
got that heart I dropped off at your house for Christmas.
Who's that? Who's that? That sounds like Santa,
Santa Claus.
Uh-oh. I knew
I see you got
boy.
That heart
I...
that I dropped off.
Oh, we had heart, bro.
Everybody make sure
they
really
there, goes there goes Santa Claus.
There goes Santa Claus. There goes Santa. Hey, Mark, you must have got that heart
Santa
dropped off. Hey, Santa
that,
Claus.
Hey, Santa, that motherfucker
oh, Santa
Claus now.
Yes,
Santa
Claus.
Yeah,
Santa Claus.
Oh.
No, no. I am Santa Claus.
Oh, y'all.
I got
wrong.
A white
beard.
Yes, sir.
Santa
Claus dropped
hold on.
Off a white duck in Silverhawk,
Texas.
Oh, oh,
oh, my God.
Oh, Lord, why did Rob say that? Oh, Lord.
Is it locked, Fred Abbott? Is it locked?
Yeah, it's locked.
Fred Abbott, it's locked.
Professional
blowing
the whistle.
Yes,
it's
locked. Good
deal. I want to hear Santa Claus. I want to hear Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, reveal yourself, man.
Marcus, you ready to lock with me now?
Oh. Uh-oh.
Hey,
oh,
Zeus, I told you a while ago, be careful what you ask for. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm asking for it. Listen, let's do it head up.
I'm going on mute.
Saturday.
I told you
hold
be careful
five.
What you ask for. That's all I'm telling you.
Well, what that mean, though? Does that mean that you locking or you hiding in the bushes?
You can't determine what I just said? Do you need me to put my lawyer tie on tonight? Hold on. Do you need me to put my lawyer tie on tonight so I can break it down to you?
I need you to lock. That's all I need you. I want you to lock it. All that back talk shit.
And
you
your lawyer
shit
going to work for
you. Yes, we got the GP man. We got everybody on the line. Let's get it locked.
Sir, I think I gave you an answer a while ago.
Okay,
and
so
if you don't understand
that,
your lawyer stuff don't work today.
Then maybe you should read a dictionary to understand
I mean,
that I will get back
you
to you.
Did you spell it the right way? Now, just your wife on here, and I lock her in too.
It's BM.
Like I said.
Man, get your grudge weight up before you come talk to us, man. Get the fuck out of here.
It ain't up yet. That's you ain't feel the pressure.
That's
know?
A nice deep
flex. Money in the pot, right? So you ain't feel nothing.
Hey, I got to open up one more mic. 704-6149. Your mic is open.
Uh-oh. I know that area code. Uh-oh.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hey, who I thought it was.
Got him.
Fat Albert, you try, Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert, though,
you.
Tell me what I lied about what I just said.
Man, I'm gonna get your ass. Walter gonna get you, bro.
I just said I'm saying in general with what I said, but I'm back on you until somebody addresses me.
What's going on, James?
Oh, not too much, man. I'm just out here working.
Oh, James.
What do you say?
I don't know.
Speak up. Don't say it under your breath.
Who are you talking to, dude?
No, whoever said that. He was saying it while you was talking to me.
He definitely wasn't talking to me.
No, I wasn't talking to you, but I will be.
Uh-oh, somebody just made my Cash App go bring. Let me see who this is. Oh, that's
it. It wasn't James. That's who it wasn't.
No, it wasn't me.
Mm.
Uh-oh. No, it wasn't me.
James, it sounds like Zeus for some action.
Yeah, he sounds like he wants some action. Well, say that again.
I think Zeus is in the way.
Just one.
You don't want to lock no more in?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to lock some more in.
What we
got
to wait until March
Just hold on.
I ain't going to hold my breath.
No, I ain't say hold your breath. Hold on. I don't want you to pass out.
You're right. You got to hold that dirty ass thing.
All right.
I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Man, Antoine, you.
Hold on. I'm going to keep with a lot of people on here. Listen, if all y'all donate $3 a day,
Antoine, your ass is terrible.
World hunger.
I got a headache, man. I shouldn't have said it.
If everybody here donates $3 to Antoine,
Antoine, so let me ask you this.
Hunger.
So you always on here and act like you're a bully and shit.
No, I'm not always on here. I just got on here.
Man, your shoveled up ass is on this motherfucker all the time. So what car are you trying to lock in? Your car or Zeus's car? Which one? I'm asking for myself.
Both. Would you like to lock
how
in
you coming with
car?
How are you coming with your car?
Look, I ain't saying I'm bringing my car.
How are you coming with your car? You said both, so I'm asking a question. How you sit?
28 nicest small block.
All steel glass or no?
Yep.
Say again.
I sit like you.
Mm-hmm. Uh oh. Mm-hmm. Sound like a race about to be. Uh oh.
You gonna sit in it?
Nah.
Or you stay on somebody's lap?
You can't
waste on nobody's
lap. Just
because
you be sitting on Marcus and Gary's lap, don't mean I be sitting on people's lap.
I'm asking you because I want your fat ass getting a seat,
not
getting a seat. That's
what
I'm asking.
Not yet.
All right, we'll get in basically with the radio. Motor.
All right, now. Turn the gas on. Fuck that motor shit. I'm back on me, fan. I'm about to go eat this. I'm about to go eat this cheesesteak and drink some more of this Crown.
Ho! Can you check on that cheesesteak? You want? Would you like to get back with buckwheat?
Bitch, I'll get the buckwheat when I get the buckwheat, motherfucker. Y'all don't run shit over here.
How you? Let me know. You damn right. We don't run shit over here. We run over top of shit over here.
Okay.
Hey, listen. Ain't nothing in yuck mouth too fast.
Okay. Okay. Damn. Ain't nothing that dirty neck Diana fast neither.
Damn right. Hey, I thought we went out the head and the
head. Y'all are terrible, Mike.
Let's move on.
Silver Hawk.
Hey, Zeus, I got a bet for you, Zeus. Zeus, I got a bet for you.
Silver, man, you don't talk to me. Silverhawk.
I got a bet for you. I got $20.
Silverhawk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing
yes,
today,
sir?
How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Sure. Right. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Who that?
You want to try something with that little red truck I got?
No, sir.
Okay.
Damn.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, yeah. Happy
New
Year
hold on, you guys. I got another mic I got to open up.
Hey, after you open up mic, I got to say.
770-6862, your mic is open.
That's only hey,
what's up there, Joe? Hey, Joe.
There
you
go.
That's
what
I've been waiting on.
Antoine, you called his name. Here he is.
Hey, Joe, tell Antoine, he just started racing. If he realized one thing, I want to give I run different things from him. So that's why he don't ever see me. I ran Wicked Bird off the trailer. Nobody made a pass. I ran Pee Wee off the trailer. Nobody made a pass. I have ran Weeby off the trailer. Nobody made a pass. I ran Billy Hicks off the trailer. Nobody made a pass.
Man,
so
talk about something
in
the last 3 to 4 years.
If you sit on the porch, you'll never know who I ran.
Okay, so my point is this to you. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna let you say that. I'm gonna say this. You talking about your big tire car? I'm talking about your small tire car.
It don't matter what car it is. I ran them.
Okay,
off
so
the
my
trail.
Point is this. My point is this. You came out here looking for me the other week. You wanted me to lock you in. I'm gonna lock your ass in with that damn Chevelle because I don't give a fuck about it. But I'm gonna lock you in off the trailer. But what I want is I also want that fucking Malibu. How can we make that happen?
You really want to know how to make it happen?
I'm listening.
You wait. You wait until I call on you. And that's how we make it happen.
Well, goddamn, if I wait that damn long, I might be in my goddamn grave by then.
Well, I hope you don't die that soon.
Fat Ivory, you got what you wanted?
Well, like I said, if you don't know my resume, please don't get on this show and run them flat lips.
I know your resume, you duck goose. And I ain't talking about the last.
I don't ran more people. I don't ran more people off the trailer than you ran sitting on the trailer.
I can't guarantee you have it. I guarantee you have it. So what you
You got to realize one. You got to realize one thing. I was out here racing before you even thought about coming into this world.
Oh. You said that. You said that. You, say you was a duck then, and you still a duck today. So what the hell are you saying?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Cause you don't know my resume.
Okay. You sure? Are you sure about that?
Positive of that.
Was that speculation?
I'm positive of that.
Okay. You let me know when you're ready with that car, so I can do you in.
But what you do, don't pick and choose. Get a car ready to run this when I call you. Just say, well, I'm going to run that car. You don't tell me what car to run you with.
Well, listen, I just told you. I want the small tire car, and I want that Chevelle you threatened me with about a couple weeks ago that you asked for a race for.
Well, you should have took the race in. A gimbal don't sell forever. You should have took the sale when I gave it to you.
Well, they just tell me you're scared shitless, but it's all good, though.
No. What's telling me right now, maybe I could have pushed that car back in the garage and I'm working with it to come out right now.
We'll see. But I'll be in North Carolina soon enough. I'm going to see if your temperature and your heartbeat still has the same heart rate it has right now when I come down there.
But like I said, in the future, if you don't know something, please keep them this close.
Well, I'm keeping them open because I want you to get a doing little something.
I don't ran God off the trail if you ain't gonna dream about one.
Man, I don't care about none of that. That's has been. This is new.
No, because you got up just 3 minutes ago and made a statement.
Listen, just tell me when you're gonna be ready, goddamn it. How about that? Just do that for me.
I'm ready with that Camaro tomorrow. Are you?
No, now you said Camaro. First it was a Chevelle. No, first it was a Malibu. Now it's the Chevelle. Now it's the Camaro.
Fred Albert. Did I just say a few minutes ago, I put the Chevelle back in the garage and put the Camaro in the trailer?
Yeah.
I mean, if you got wax in your ear, clean your ears out.
I mean, my ears ain't clogged up with none of that stuff. But what I want you to do is, I want you to act tough like you did a few weeks ago.
You don't tell me.
Keep that same energy.
I tell you what I'm going to run, and you fall
okay,
in
so,
line.
Okay, so hold on. So that's what we doing, right?
We doing
that's
what?
That's a big tire. Hold on. That's a big tire car, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, hold tight. I'll be right back with you.
Why are you doing that? Yeah,
you can't bring knife to a gunfight.
Hey,
Joe,
right.
I got...
That's right. But if you can't bring knife to a gunfight, we can play this all day long. You get a car, I get a car. You get a car, I get a car. I don't play games like
that. Okay.
You got a big tie Nova there, don't you?
No, I don't.
But want a big tie fit up on it?
Nope. Now, neither Nova we have has a big tie.
But why don't you cut the fender wheel for the fit?
For what? Big tires are a has-been nowadays.
Then you have
big tires. Listen, big tires damn near a has-been nowadays. Everybody's going to a small tire. So what you saying?
I didn't.
Because you in the old technology. You in the old school, man.
Jeff Rogers didn't. A whole lot of guys didn't go to.
Hold up. And Jeff's car was for sale, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't matter what it got on it now. You have a big talent, don't you? Matter of fact, my car is for sale. You want to buy it?
Hell no, I don't want that junk.
All right, then. Fred Albert, don't you have, Fred Albert, don't you have a big tie?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just because he don't have a big tie, that don't mean the next person don't have one.
Which one is it? The other one. This whole tight.
Hey, everybody go vote Royce DP of the year.
Oh, thank you, Juan. That was mighty nice of you, buddy. Hey, Joe, I got Silverhawks. So all I'm waiting on is Ghetto Cowboy, but I do have Silverhawks, so I just want to let you know. Yo, I mean, go ahead. Yo.
Juan said that shit so you can stay off his ass in the group chat. That's what he said that for.
No. I said that because Roy said something like the other day, and I was like, shit, there's a hell of people in here. At least five people can go vote and get you at the top. You ain't far behind.
He all right.
Yeah. But, Antoine.
Yes, sir.
Next time you talk about somebody, you know their resume, motherfucker, you.
Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert. I know the resume. There's a reason why I did it. There's a reason behind why I did what I did.
Respect you. Ain't no reason behind it. Well, it is. You didn't know my resume. That's why you ran your mouth.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm positive.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who's the DP to race when it gets locked in?
The what?
Who you
want to be the DP man? I might let you be the DP man. I don't know.
Nah, who do you want to be the DP man? Let's start there.
There's a whole lot of DP men. There's a Fred Albert there. There's a Joe there. Women locked in. But right now, you ain't planning on doing nothing.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you now, I'm coming to the great state of North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
Real soon. And I'd love to have you off the trailer since your mouth is talking real spicy.
Yes,
when it gets, when that date comes closer, I sure will. I'll make it worthwhile for you to get that Malibu out.
That's Easter weekend, man.
Ain't going nowhere. You said what?
That'll be Easter weekend.
Out, Joe? No,
Easter
sir.
Weekend.
Ask the kid to get it out then.
Uh-oh. Easter weekend where? Hold up. Easter weekend where?
Outer Banks.
No, I'm Carolina.
I'm not going no motherfucker.
And that's North Carolina.
Hold up. Ain't Outer Banks a guardrail track? Yes or no?
No.
What?
No.
Are you planning on running into the guardrail?
Man, I don't fuck about none of that. I'm not running no guardrail track.
Don't worry about the guardrail. Let's just plan on running into it.
Don't tell me what to worry. I tell you what, if I run that, if anything hit that damn guardrail, you can pay for it. Now, how about that?
No one. You sitting there with a $15 car and worry about the damn guardrail.
A $15 car. By the time I get done, God damn it. Go ahead. Outer Banks is not a guardrail track. No.
Number one, you just thought drag racing. You heard somebody say something about guardrails. And now all of a sudden, and it got guardrails. No, it ain't got no rails at all.
I asked the question. I ain't worrying about that. I couldn't remember. I know one of them two tracks down there has guardrails, so I'm not going to no guardrails.
No,
track.
I mean, people down there go in the threes, and they don't worry about the guardrail. Hey,
man,
you
go
to
times. I'm not
and
trying
about
to do that.
You don't even drive, man.
You don't know what I do.
When a man goes
around your lip, that's about it.
That means his shit don't go.
Juan, sit your dirty ass neck the fuck down somewhere, boy.
Anytime you hear a man talking about guardrail, that means his car don't go straight. So you should be concerned about guardrail.
Nah, I had to see a bad accident here, and we don't want guardrail.
I don't see bad accident with guardrail and without guardrail. I've seen
it don't matter. I seen a man lose his damn arm, and then lost his life.
I've seen a man lose his arm, and then he didn't go 200 feet out and lost his life.
Walter, man, you
get
behind.
Are you getting
the
learning lesson?
Are you getting, hold up, man. I ain't learning shit. I still ain't. Are you getting behind
you
the wheel?
You getting the learning lesson? Respect your elders.
No, I'm
getting
not
enough.
Getting behind the wheel. No, I had my share behind the wheel.
Okay. I still ain't learned nothing yet.
I told you, I was out here racing my man before you was thinking about coming in this earth.
Lord. You ain't done nothing then, and you still ain't done nothing now. You still ain't said nothing to make me jump.
No, because number one, next time you talk, ask somebody, what have Waller done since he's been here in drag racing? He said from 7 up to 9.
I heard.
And read my resume, please.
I already heard.
Read my resume. The resume said
read it was a bunch of bullshit, and all you do is talk, and only want to stay down there where you race at. Yeah.
Read my resume. Then you can talk to me.
I ain't gonna run out that track. It's an entire rail. I'm gonna run into it.
Hey, Fat Albert, remember?
Hey,
Fat Albert.
Y'all crazy.
Just sit back and watch how I do it.
Oh, I'm watching. Trust me, I'm watching. I'm trying to learn. Why you call Walter out? I want to see this.
Yeah, you know, that see you for a look, didn't it?
You know,
okay.
I try not to get on him because number one, I know he don't have to try to match up with me. But sometimes I just can't be quiet.
Well, you never can be quiet. I'm gonna make sure you know your partner crime, Pro Stock Joe's there too. I want him to record. This homicide or this killing spree I'm getting ready to do.
Hey, whatever. I know about four cars that don't ran up over. They go 4-0, 4-1. Hey, he got a car run from 550. He worried he can run.
Man, here we go talking time. If this is a fucking grudge, if this is a grudge show, why the fuck are we already talking time?
I don't know how fast.
Why the fuck is it talking time?
Evidently, they say if you hit a dog in the ass, you hop.
Is that some kind of alarm going off in the background? What the hell is that noise?
Hey.
No, that's Walter Man's heart monitor going off because he's scared.
That's his heart going off right there. I hit a buzzer right there.
That was his heart. Okay, it was his heart.
Yeah, that was his heart. When I hit that buzzer, his heart went off.
Walter Man, all due respect, but you know you were wrong for that, brother.
So I don't even know what kind of car the man got. I ain't wrong. I don't even know what kind of car the man got.
You do know what the hell
We don't do that.
Well, spirit speaking, if a person tell me right now that anybody can go numbers, I don't believe no number nobody tell me. A person got to be a fool to be a number of person.
Man, we don't give a damn. This is a grudge show. Nobody wants to hear nothing about no damn numbers.
Okay, I'm going to give you some numbers then. All my cars go into three.
You told a lie. You told a motherfucking lie.
I just told you my number, so I ain't saying to you my number.
Man, shit. You ain't see a 3-0 since you was 30 years old. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God, goodness. And this is a grudge show. And I told you all my cars wouldn't.
Okay, so you telling me that small tire Malibu was in the three. The one that Hulk a bucket did a Harlem Shake on the start line at Custom Tees.
Yes, it goes in the three.
The one that was scared to lock me in at Custom Tees.
Yes, sir. I'm going to three.
Okay. Good report.
That's up to you to believe.
Don't want
to
hear the talk times.
It's all about
integrity,
Walker.
So my question is this. Huh? Where the fuck is the damn mystery in the damn race then if a motherfucker talk times?
Say that again.
The mystery is this here. If another person believes what a person says, then we don't need a clock up there.
Yeah, but Walter, you are my OG. Yeah. You are my OG. And you know that wasn't right there, Walter. We don't do that.
Well, yeah, to a young man that's coming up, yeah, I can understand because it scared the shit out of me when I say stuff like that. I apologize.
Nah, negative. Negative. That don't scare the shit out of me.
I scared the shit out of a young man.
God damn it. You the new age version of what we call the double dribble. God damn it.
You know. I just throw the number out there, but if I hit you in the head, I'm sorry.
But Walter, I don't believe he's that fucking fast. You ever seen a slow motherfucking truck?
That Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff, that's what I'm saying, Jeff. You know, I ain't seen his car run. I just put some numbers out there. You know, I ain't had no idea I would hit him in the head.
You hit him right there in the mouth, didn't you? Had to get on up.
You know, if we all bleed, so if somebody say we would never get a race going on.
Well, you got to believe you know what they run, or you wouldn't run the motherfucker. You know what I mean?
I mean, Jeff, when I ran Wickenburg, the number they gave me told me Wickenburg was going. You know what I took and told Wickenburg? Come over here, I'm going to run you off the trailer. I had never even seen Wickenburg's car. I had never seen this car. And came with it and gave my ass with him. That's my town.
Yeah.
But I am sorry.
Hey, where's that?
If I call your number, I am sorry. I had no idea.
You ain't call my number. You ain't call my number. It's the fact you talk a time, period.
Sometimes when a guy calls your number, you just got to be quiet. Keep your mouth shut. Nobody never know.
Well, my mouth's open. You got to shut me up. Simple.
Antoine, look here. I'm sorry. I really won't thank you, Antoine. I won't thank you. I'm sorry. I had no idea I would hit you in the head.
Yeah, well, Andrew, I'm going to say this. You got my eyes open because I'm trying to figure out what you up to. I sure trying to figure out what you up to, but good. Good, Fat Albert.
Antoine, what I want you to do.
I'm not doing that, Walter, man.
Get the car ready.
Yeah.
But 8 foot 8. If I call on you, I don't want to hit nothing by no guardrail, no sidewalks, no bleachers, no gym, no nothing.
Is that your event, Walter, man?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
I mean, I had a car up over there to the lot. Last event Joe had, if you had wanted to run, you still came to me. You didn't come to me. You can't look at the car and drop your head.
Which day they collide? The fall or the spring?
The one he had last, the early one, the first one he had, not the last one, the first one.
And in March? I wasn't there in March.
Yeah. Okay.
Truck wasn't there in March.
Okay. I thought I'd seen you. I thought that was you that walked in and dropped your head. Maybe somebody else.
No, I was there. I'm saying I was there.
That's what I thought
it was
you. I thought it was you. That's what I'm saying. I thought it was you.
Yeah, the truck wasn't there. Yeah, I see you soon.
Yeah. Well, we'll get together. But the only thing I was saying is don't do my resume. You know, don't get up here. Crunch, I can tell you. You got to be careful with talking to guys at the North. Even though I'm in the South right now. I'm back here in Georgia.
Hey, but Joe.
I still represent the North.
Hey, Joe. Long Island Joe.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Is OG Bobby on here?
I don't know on that.
I thought he was listening. Bobby, you was listening. Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, he probably.
If he on here, ask him to come on the radio. Ask him to hit the one button.
Okay. OG Bobby, if you're on here, hit the one button.
But Joe, sit down. On a very serious note, I don't have 13 shows at Outer Banks, and I never looked and seen if it had guardrails or if it didn't have guardrails. I don't know. So I can't answer that man's question. I really, honestly speaking, I don't know. Because I ain't looking at my car to rent no guardrails, so I don't look at the guardrails. So what is that guardrail, cement rails, or what? So
you go straight down, Walter. That's all you worry about. You straight down into the finish line.
I ain't putting no running into the rails.
Oh, Lord.
But that's the very two states.
if my life would depend on it right now, I couldn't tell nobody if it got guardrail or do have cement. I don't know.
Okay, 910-6970, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, OG?
It's OG Bobby on here right now. Well,
all right, Mark, there you go.
Hey, Bobby.
What?
I got a question for you. Listen.
I'm listening.
I know you want to get at my man, right? And just because I don't like the way you were talking to him, if I put him in the car, would you race him?
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Crunch.
What about him?
I know you don't like him, so if you want to get at him, would you drive your car and he get in the car and run him heads up?
He got oil pressure?
Yeah.
All right. When I get oil pressure, then I come see him. That's all. And, you know?
When do you anticipate having oil pressure?
When my mechanic says the car is ready.
Okay. All right. Say no more.
Hey, Albert.
Yo, I'm here.
I just sent you a text. I think could you, like, accept it or whatever? It's, like, for this Cash App. It's my first time using Cash App, so. I don't know.
All right, let me go. All right, let me go and look at it. All right, Gattapa, I just sent you a request. So you're going to be getting it.
Okay. I'll check it.
All right. Yeah, but where was we at? Y'all got me off track. I'm still trying to figure out what Antoine up to. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What the hell is he up to?
He's trying to find out is it the guardrail? Is it in the race track?
Hey,
the
oh yeah, the guardrail. That's right. The guardrail.
When you see you be like, you a nasty motherfucker. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, all right. I can't tell a man what to do this program. I'm just confused. Put it like this.
Not worried about a motherfucking thing he got in his garage. Trick bag.
Okay. You must never seen that Camaro, have you?
I have seen the Camaro. I haven't showed you what I'm coming with, have I?
Oh, okay. I'm back on mute. Right. You told me to sit back and watch. That's what I'm doing.
It fell out.
Yo.
I just started racing yesterday. So really, whatever he come with, I'm going to make sure that he is the one that owns it. I'm back on mute.
Uh-oh.
That's easy to do. Yes, it is. Signing a title over don't mean a motherfucking thing. I don't give a fuck about that. So you said that to say nothing, but okay.
All right.
Hey, sure enough, I wish I had the board, because I know that's who that was.
Hit the quicker.
Yeah, I know that was him, man.
Hey, Charles, you should know that by the time the motherfucker hit the screen.
Man, as soon as he feel that shit, as soon as he feel it, he should hit close the light. Oh man,
I know he gets tired of you saying something on the background.
Like somebody want to hear all that in their ear. God damn.
I know that blue pig probably picked up everything.
Hell yeah. Belching in somebody. I'll get his ass later. I'm going to get him.
You're going to go dead on his ass later.
All right, hey, Joe, I got it, Cowboy. Hey, Joe, you can post it. I got both of them.
Oh, shoot.
It is official. Ghetto Cowboy and Silver Hawk is locked in.
Good report.
Ooh. They are official.
Like a ref blowing the whistle.
Is that how you supposed to say it, fat out? Is that how you say it? You gonna be quiet for? He might go cross your butt too. You got Walter about 5 minutes off your ass.
I ain't worried about that. I hate to say what I'm getting ready to say.
You know what? I'm gonna be quiet.
Okay. Fred Allen.
Okay.
Yo. In my line of drag racing, I know for a fact I don't put at least 10 guys out of drag racing. And they were talking this like today.
Mm-mm. So what you're saying is you want to put them out?
Got, I put
you got me curious, Antoine.
Put them completely out.
All right, well,
that's
I can't tell a man what...
That's why I say need to learn
go
my
ahead,
resume before you talk. You know, I had a man one time
that
I closed the whole plant down. I had a man one time close the whole plant down to come to run me. And when I went out there and beat him, well, luckily the next day he had a job. Man, Tony, you closed my plant down to go out there and run Waller and know you couldn't win? And now you turn around and take off my employees and see it? You know, game, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Fat Albert. Yes, sir? On that race there, I like the deposit.
Uh-huh.
I like the deposit. On what race? Silverhawk versus Ghetto Cowboy. Not going to say who's going to get I like the deposit.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to gamble? Let me know.
Yeah, I gamble.
I'm trying to get in on the pot.
I gamble, Antoine.
Let's bet a blue bill.
Uh-huh.
A blue
what
bill.
You betting $100 on what? On what?
$100. The deposit will be
paid.
The deposit will be paid. I'm not saying who.
On who?
I'm saying I didn't say who. I said I got $100. A deposit will be paid.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying one of them gonna pay it.
Correct.
I bet you $100 won't be Silver Hawk.
I ain't say who it was gonna be.
Well, I'm gonna bet you $100 won't be Silver Hawk.
Listen to it.
Lock it in.
I got $100. So I'm gonna bet the way I'm saying it. I got $100 that the deposit will be paid. Okay. All right then.
Antoine.
Yes, sir.
It's 2023. All the bullshit from last year is gone.
Well, listen to me. I'm telling you, I got $100 saying that the A deposit will be paid on that race.
Which one of my cars do you really want to run?
Oh, my God, Walter, man. God damn.
No, I want to know.
Oh, my God. Hold on, Walter. Hold on. Hell, I want to know, too. Shit, Walter ain't by himself. I want to know which one of you want to know. Shit, I want to know, too.
What, you got to call somebody?
No. I'm doing something. I'm busy. I really want that Harlem Shake Malibu, but, I mean, if you come in big tires, I got a big tire friend associated, too. That's all.
Got a small tire.
Okay, you ain't said nothing either with that neither. But you know what I mean? Since you come with the camera.
What
it don't matter.
You want to run?
Now I got your mind wondering.
No, I ain't got my mind wondering.
It's got to be.
I know which car
I know which car to start getting ready.
I want that Malibu. That's what I want.
Okay, and what you gonna run it with?
I got a slow ass S10.
For the truck?
Yep.
For
I got a slow ass S10. Yeah.
All right, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. Now that wasn't hard. That's all I wanted to know.
No. Yeah. Can we make that happen?
We'll see.
You think? Okay.
We'll see. The boat car coming from Fishing Head?
Huh?
A boat motor could be convincing here, motor? A big T, big T.
Hold on. You said boat car coming who?
Convincing here, motor. Or they're going to be big T's.
Oh, you got a big block. I don't know what you got in there. Don't give a damn about it either.
Well, I care about what you can come with. That's what I'm asking you.
Well, how you want me to come, sir? Let me ask you that.
When you come, if you bring that thing in and run that daggone black, then you can put any damn thing you want to put in there.
How you want me to come against that Malibu? I'm asking.
I want to come with a small block, one carburetor.
Is that, and I'm running that Malibu, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You said it to say what? You still ain't said nothing.
You asked me what I want. What you want? I told you what.
Okay.
Small block,
one carburetor, correct?
Right.
Okay. I can do that for you.
Okay. I'll be talking. Then let's talk about that. So when I get ready for you, I call you.
Okay. See how easy that was, Fat Albert?
See, that wasn't hard.
That's not easy. There ain't nothing locked.
Right, there you go.
Several hold.
Good report.
There ain't nothing locked.
Hold on.
That's not easy.
Several hold.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you like you just told Marcus. Sit back and watch the show. Sit back.
You starting to sound like me, Antoine. You log any motherfucking thing in.
Sit back. Just sit. No, Rob.
Hey, Rob. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell he's doing.
I'm supposed to
sit back and watch. I'm watching. I
okay.
Of all the people you called out, you called Walter out. I still don't know what the hell you up to.
He don't even know.
That's the mystery.
See, Sammy, okay. He did say one time this year that he was not afraid of any big tire car.
Oh, you know what? It's the mystery, but I don't think he done his mail. Yeah. But he's about to give away his money.
Hey, Fat Albert.
I didn't say what car I was going to run him with, did I?
You said it's you're just
saying. Y'all just asked me. You just said it.
How you doing?
Hold on.
You're not listening.
Rob.
I said I will run his Malibu with that, but I didn't say what his Camaro or his Chevelle. Listen.
Rob.
Okay. I'm gonna sit back and listen. Like you said, I'm gonna listen.
Rob, is Antoine
Hold on.
Is Antoine doing what he did in 2022?
Hold on.
Hold on,
Fat Albert.
No, you straight up put him in the trick bag that day, Sammy.
Yeah, I give you that.
No, he did it to himself. No, he did it to himself, but he knows that.
I don't know nothing. I plead the fifth.
Yeah, Sammy did get you on that one.
Hey, baby. All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to move on because I'm still scratching my head on this one. But, okay, let me move on.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, this is. Oh. God, oh, my. Rob, is you
Are you bringing your truck down this year? God, don't matter. That's why you don't got my head all fucked up. I don't even know what the fuck.
Hold on. Am I running in Northern?
That's what I wanted to say, Rob.
One car, you come in one car with me.
Yeah, I'm coming one car with Oprah.
Okay, not a problem.
I ain't going out and buy the amount of food.
Once we get closer, Fat Albert, that's when I'm going to start walking.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do like a
shit. This is what I don't want to do, Fat Albert. I don't want to go down there.
I'm going to buy a amount of food to run him.
So wait, what do y'all talk? What do you say, Walter?
You think I'm going to go out and spend some money to buy a amount of food to run him? That don't make sense.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Fat Albert, are you dumbified right now?
I'm done with what?
Are you dumbified?
Sammy, what's happening?
Nothing, bored out of my fucking mind.
Yeah, so the closer we get, Fat Albert, the more racist.
Fat Albert,
right now.
The thing is, Fat Albert sounds confused, and he never sounds confused.
Oh, okay, Rob.
Fat Albert.
I mean, we locked Sammy in just because Sammy's weak.
Oh, that's right, Rob. My bad. I forgot about your truck. We'll be there because you got to run Sammy. My fault, Rob. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, you, baby. And you too.
Tear his ass up.
This goddamn peanut butter whiskey is the truth.
Hey, Paul. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Hey, Paul. How y'all running?
Yeah.
How y'all running, April?
I'm driving. Sammy driving.
You say Sammy driving?
Yeah. They running heads up, Silverhawk. Heads up. Sammy drive. Pop Wong is got to drive.
Oh, that rich.
What's up?
Uh-huh.
Hey, James, you want it, James?
Hey, Silverhawk, I got a question.
Is James on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on, y'all. Whoever got the TV on in the background, can you go on mute? Thank you. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, go ahead. You know how we bet?
On which race?
8 Ball and Sammy.
Oh, yeah.
Stop stuttering, motherfucker. What the fuck?
Great day, Jay-Z. He got you like that. Good God.
You saying that? You talking about Pop Wonga's race?
Yeah.
I bet
that race don't happen.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
Hey, Jay, that's my bet. No, bitch, that's my bet.
Oh, no, it's going to
happen.
Look, we ain't going to be the hold up.
Team
North
going to
be the hold up.
I bet you that race don't fuck happen, James.
Why y'all saying, now we all know 8-Ball going to have his truck there, so we all know that. So that means basically y'all saying Sammy ain't going to be there.
I don't give a fuck what happens, Fat Albert. You know how I'm betting. You the DP man for this bet. Like the other one. I bet that race don't happen.
Oh, well, why are you?
This is not going to happen, Mark Jackson. That don't matter. Other than the weather.
I'm asking you a question. Why is it not going to happen?
Just my opinion.
Is it not going to happen like you and Zeus didn't happen?
Nope.
Ooh.
Nope.
Good comeback, Rob. Good
comeback. I'm just asking. I mean, you know.
Anything can happen, but I'm saying other than weather, that race not going to happen.
In other words,
he's saying somebody's
Kawasaki motor in there out of my lawnmower.
That motherfucker is going to be there.
Listen. He's and saying, I don't know if Sammy's going to be the holdup. If Rob's going to be the holdup. But I'm saying, I bet that race don't happen.
So you talking just to hear yourself talk? I think you just talking to hear yourself talk, Fat Albert.
Okay, well, either one of y'all can get that. This was to James, but y'all always want to be in somebody else's business. I said James. Oh. Is your name James? James don't look like he's 70 old, and James ain't
white.
Well,
you talking about my race, so it is my business.
No, it's not.